Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Cam Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Oh, look at you!
All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. My name is powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Hello, welcome to the show. I got it a little late. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and welcome to the show. We are global. We did this about 2 years ago, and we were really successful promoting small businesses and people out there. Love to push. We stopped doing it because we got so many people, and we didn't have enough staff to fully do it right, so we're going to try it again. So this is Small Business Friday, and if you'd like to come in, it's 319-527-6099. It's 319-527-6099. That's the number that will get you in the studio. That's the number how you promote your small business. And we are worldwide. We are national. We're in your neighborhood. We're in your state. So come on in, anybody. There's no rules. Any business can be promoted. We'll see how it goes. Today is the first time we're doing it in 3 years, so I don't expect a lot of people come in. But the number again is 319-527-6099. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. Come on in. We're going to be promoting small businesses all day. Day. That's it. That's all I have. And if you don't come in now, I'm going to have to, what do you call it? I'm going to have to, what do you call that thing? Stall? Now I got a lot of other stuff. So let's do this. Let's make this go and just see how this goes. Today is August 4th. This is Friday. And it's Small Business Day. We'll be right back.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel alright.
on the west side. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the street, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All my gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands. You're an OG Mac or a wannabe player. You see, the hood's been good to me. Ever since I was a lowercase G, but now I'm a big G. The girl see I got your money, $100 bill, dog. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a thick ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands.
Then we're making the dance.
We do it. Now, you know, since the pandemic, there's no lie, a lot of businesses going out of business. Since the pandemic, a lot of you started your own little business on the side just to make ends meet. And it sounds good to be your own businessman and to be independent and work when you want to work, make the money, dream about vacations. But let me tell you something that's true. When you have your own business, you work more. You work longer. You worry more. You have a, depending on what kind of business you have. You have, it's hard to even have savings. I mean, here, this is according to the lending tree. According to the lending tree, not me. The lending tree, which is a financial newspaper. And this is how it works. I'll keep doing a show until somebody comes in. And I'll stop where I am. Because they only have a small period of time to promote the business. If they do, like I said, I'm trying this out here. It's up to you guys to make it work. That's it. Going back to the lending tree, the percentages of business that fail and how to boost your chances of success. It's true. But here it is, about 1 in 5, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5. That means if there's 6 people in the room, only one of you, if there's 6 people in the room, they're small businessmen or women, Six people. No, forget it. The guy left. His missus failed. Five people in the room. Only one will fail. One in five will fail. Now, that doesn't sound like too bad. I mean, you got five people in the room and only one of you will fail. But when you start going 10 people, 15 people, three will fail. It's a very high number. About one in five in a U.S. business fail within the first year of the operation. The first year. Not to mention the debt that you piled up trying to start your own business. This is according to the latest data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Stats, the BLS. There are 33.2 million small businesses across the country. 33.2 million businesses around the country. And it makes sense that a percentage of them will fail. They will. To determine where the business fail at high rates, we examine the data. They do, not me. They examine the data. Again, it's according to the Lending Tree, a financial institution. And they have the stats, and they get the data. Yeah. So here's what they found and how to boost your chances of success if you consider starting a business. The key finding is 20.8% of private businesses in the U.S., 20%. And if you don't think that's a lot, then you haven't gone to school and you shouldn't be in business in the first place. 20.8% of private businesses in the U.S. will fail. They'll fail within the first year. After 5 years, it goes up to 48% after 5 years. That's a lot. That's half. That's half of you guys. I mean, we started off with one moron. Half of you guys will fail in 5 years. And let's figure out what's going on in that 5 years. Debt, meeting bills, argument. I'm assuming if you're married or you're investors wanting their money, getting investors, and you got it. But now they want their money, they want their investment. You're not giving it to them because your business is failing. And if you're married, divorce. If you have kids, bye-bye. She got the custody because you have no business. You're failing. You're a moron. Now, I'm not going to make it nice for you. You're a moron. Because you're in this business for 5 years, you're trying to make it work. It's not working. You're incurring debt. And it gets worse every time. The investors want their money, and if you don't have investors, it's worse. Or loans, which is, oh my God. Or some of you people take out a second from the house thinking that you're Mr. Business Person. 48%. After 10 years, it goes up 65%. Now, you're in 10 years now. 65% of businesses have failed. 10 years. Like I said, I'm going to keep checking back into the thing. I mean, this is no joke. 10 years. The District of Columbia sees that the highest business failure rate within the first year in the nation's capital. 28% of the businesses failed in the first year, followed by Missouri and Rhode Island. The District of Columbia sees the highest business failure. D.C., bitches. So if you're in D.C., it's the highest business failure in the first year. 28.0% of businesses fail the first year, followed by Missouri and Rhode Island. They're at 27%. Missouri and Rhode Island. Now, if you live in California, California sees the lowest business failure rate within the first year. It's only 13% of businesses fail in the first year, followed by Washington, which is 16%, and Nevada, 18%. And I think that's because of the weather. I really do. I mean, I'm taking that into account. However, even though Washington has the second lowest failure rate within the first year, it has the highest failure rate after 10 years. There's nothing in Washington. We're talking Washington State now. You ever been there? Seattle? Washington's pretty boring. But after 10 years, they're the highest, 78%. That means if you're in Washington State and you want to start a business, your first year, you're okay, you're cruising. But after 10 years, 78% of the businesses fail, small businesses fail in Washington. Why is that? Now, that's pretty scary. That's scary. Yes, it is. Look at me, I'm a businessman. So you got to take all this information. You know, it sounds fun. You have nobody over your head. But if you lose your business, you have nobody in your bed. I just made that up, but true. True. You'll be a lonely man. Right. And you're living in a van by the lake within a couple of years. If they don't repossess that van, because you might owe on that too. The information, the industry sees the highest percentage of businesses fail the first year. We keep saying that. And which includes customer service. These are the businesses that fail. Customer service representative, telecommunications equipment installers, repairs, 26% of businesses fail within the first year. It's followed by professional, scientific, and technical services. 23% fail first year. Then it's followed by administrative and waste services. Waste services, really? 23% in that industry fail. I don't know what waste services is, but... Yeah. You got to take... Does it mean that you're going to fail? I would say play the lottery. You have a better chance of winning the lottery than have a successful business. Because they looked at the 5- and 10-year business rates compared to March 2022. It's not good. It's at 65%. And now you're tired of listening to me, but let me just give it to you. Here we go. I'm going to give it to you good. That's what she said. Within 1 year, 20% of people fail. 20% of businesses fail. After 2 years, 27%. 3 years, 35%. You think if you have your own business, after 3 years, you get it. Why are you failing? I mean, if you're in business for 3 years, why are you failing? After 4 years, 42%. After 5 years, 48%. After 6 years, 52% of small businesses fail. After 7 years, 56% of business fails. After 8 years, 59%. After 9 years, 62%. After 10 years, 65% of your small businesses will go out of business. 65% after 10 years. Now, I'm not going to name names, but I'll tell you the states that that suck. Speaking of sucking, she's a sexy person. I like her a lot. She's a psychic. She's a woman. She has a business. And her chest is like a G. Like, people see her and they go, wow, G. That's what they do. That's what they do. She needs no introduction, so I won't tell you who she is, but I will tell you anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Oberlin. This is Pat Oberlin in the studio. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
Yeah. Pat, this is Small Business Friday, Pat.
Yeah.
And when I put in Small Business Friday, we tend to get a different kind of listener to the show. It was very successful about 2 years ago. It was so successful I couldn't even do the show because they filled the studio. So I'm kicking this off again for a friend of mine. And she should be in at 7:30 in about 10 minutes. But I know
is
that
she?
You have a small, yeah, I know that you have a small business, Pat. And usually Small Business Friday, Pat, I am very professional. You won't hear no giddiness out of me or my shenanigans, which I
oh,
think
really?
Is a, yeah, you know, I think it's an Irish bar. I would name it Shenanigans. St. Patrick Day, go to Shenanigans. How's that? That'd be a great name for an Irish bar.
Yeah,
hey, the wee little people in there with wee little drinks. I think I opened up a bar for midgets. You know what I mean? It'd be a small bar.
I imagine there is one already.
Right, for just the little people to come in. Look at that. Everything's small. Even this, you know what I mean? Half the size.
Yeah.
The alcohol will pour, and they drink. They get drunk faster, and then they pick each other up and go bowling. I heard they like to do that. I hear they like to do that, Pat. They bowl.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Little men with... Oh, no, the midgets love bowling. Little men with big balls. There you go.
I see.
Like, yes. Yes, you will. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Oberlin. Look at that, Pat. Wow. Look at that. Cheering for Pat. Oberlin. Patty. There you go. Hey, Pat, who's your favorite talk show host, radio host?
It'll have to be you.
Yes, it will be. You got great taste in the radio. Thank you, Pat. Pat, before we get started, because I got a feeling people are going to come in. You do a lot of things. Everything that you can do, the services that you have to offer. We got a lot of time right now because it's me and you. So every service you offer is a need for someone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to turn this golden microphone over to you. Because not only that you're a brilliant tarot card reader, and you do that very well, but you have other talents too. And if you can give us a sample of your other talents and why you got into it, let's say, for instance, you're a Ghostbuster. How did you get into that? Blah, blah, blah. You know the deal. Pat, you know the deal?
How did I get into that? Personal situation.
Wait. I'm going to give you the microphone. And just tell us about your businesses, what you do. I'm right here. You're not alone. I am holding you up on my lap. Wiggle.
Oh, really?
Superstar. Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't worry. You know, you'll get the motorboat later. But, You ready, ladies and gentlemen? Pat's going to tell us. Last but least, no, she's going to tell us. She's going to tell us about all her businesses that she services because people need her. Here we go, Pat Oberlin. Patty. You know, if you had a bakery, you could make some patty cakes. Yeah.
I don't even know what they are.
When we're kids, we used to play patty cake. That's when you clap your hands together, hit the other person. We
call
it patty cakes. Yeah. And if you had a bakery, you could make them, the patty cakes. Pat, over to you. Tell us about your business. I'll be right here to hold your hand.
Okay. I'm a tarot reader. I have been experimenting with Kipper and Lenormand and a different kind of take on things, also Oracle. I find it's very interesting finding out about different people because the cards are very transparent when they come up. So it's really easy for me to see the situation for the person. It also does the mind and the soul. If you want a reading like that, it's very easy for me to do. I also do astrology. There's 25-page natal charts, and they're pretty good. They are pretty accurate, and once you have those, you can buy any involved astrology book and find out more about yourself. It's really not hard at all. They work like dictionaries. If you want to contact me, it's through Spiritual Niagara. Just go to their site, c.ca, and go to member directory, and I'm there. So, yep, that's about it, Brian. You're going to have to...
Wow. There you go. See how much energy
I didn't mention the ghost busting.
Yes, I wanted you to mention this. And repeat your website one more. I know you're... let me tell you about Pat. Pat stays up all night so she doesn't miss the show. All night. She doesn't sleep. So
yeah.
You're hearing that beautiful, sexy voice, but she's tired. But she still comes in. This is what a small business owner does. As she hasn't slept in about 2 days. I swear. But she can stay up. Yeah. Because she's coming in the studio. She needs to promote her business. She knows there's business out there. And this is the dedication that one has. The energy and the motivation that you hear in her voice. Listen to this. Watch how much. Hello, Pat. There you go. Bursting like a nuclear atom. Yes. Pat, what's your website? And then we're going to talk about the ghost busting. What's your website one more time?
Okay, spiritualniagara.ca. You go into member directory and I'm there and you can get my phone number and call me.
There you go.
The ghost busting.
Spiritualniagara.ca. SpiritualNiagara.ca. Get her phone number, give her a call. The first call is a consultation call, and it's free, right? The first call is free, right, Pat?
No.
No, it's not. It's not free.
No.
Ah, yeah.
Because people want,
they want
a reading right away.
Yeah. You freeloader. If you're looking for free stuff, don't go on. But if you're looking for accurate reading and about your future, and sometimes you wonder why you're an asshole, people are calling you asshole, and you say, why are they calling me asshole? Well, you need to go to spiritualniagara.ca to find out what is wrong with you. And they'll tell you. They'll tell you.
Spiritualniagara.ca. Yeah, the astrology is pretty, I can do charts that aren't 25 pages. I mean, I can do a real job on it. The astrology is very in-depth sometimes, and you can find out stuff about yourself that you're just going to be stunned when you see it on paper.
I have been.
I have seen things about myself, and I'm like, what the hell? It's on paper? You know,
right.
It's in a book.
and you got some new cards too. You just recently got some new cards. And what's the difference of the new cards that you got, Pat, than the old cards
they're
you were
Oracle.
Reading? Aren't they the same? I'm sorry?
No, they're Oracle.
Oracle's okay.
Oracle's different than Tarot.
And what way?
Different system. It has less cards. It has a different way of reading them. And
okay.
This new one is very intuitive. It's very intuitive.
Would you mind giving me a reading? Okay,
no.
Pat, what we're going to do, because my God, woman, I love you to death, but you're so tired today, and you got that troop. You're hanging in there, and I feel so bad, like you should be in sleeping land, but I know that you want to come in and support the show, support me, and get your small business out there, and I thank you for it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk you through it. What we're going to do, I want you to hold on. Hold on 1 second. I want you to stay right there. Don't you move.
Okay.
Because you stay there. Go ahead and you hear my voice that you're going to read me. You're going to read me and
yeah.
You're going to come back with
I'm
your spiritual cleaning.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to another phone right now. Hold on 1 second. I'm going right back
okay.
to you, Pat 217. You're live on the air. Do I know who you are? I am Brian.
Brian, you know who this is.
No, I don't.
You don't know this is Josh? You think
no.
I'm not going to come over there and
no.
do absolutely
I never
nothing
met you.
To you?
I never met you, sir. You sound like a drummer.
I don't even know who Brian is.
I don't know you, sir. And I owe you money. Joshua.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you're okay with that. Josh, Pat is here. Pat, you know Joshua.
Oh, yeah.
Pat, how are you doing, ma'am? Are you still
okay.
Canadian?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you're still Canadian.
We all have room to improve.
Oh, my God.
I'm just messing with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you
Jesus
give her
Christ.
Some love at Small Business Friday. Pat,
I will
Pat's
love
so
her
tired.
Forever. I also have to mess with everybody I speak to. That's in my contract for being a human being.
But Josh, wait. But you are a business owner. This is Business Friday.
Yes, I am.
So I do, on a serious note, I do want to hear about your business because we don't know too much about it. Pat, you just step in when you're ready to read me. She has some new cards. And I'd like to know
okay.
all about your business, Josh. Seriously. So Pat's going to tell, she's a tarot card reader. That's her business. And she got some new cards, and she's going to read me. And after we're done, we're going to find out about Josh and his business because I know he has a business. And
I'm
it's a
so
good business.
Happy that I called in at exactly this time. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Sure, you're. I'll find you. Okay, thank you, Josh. Pat, let me have it.
I'm almost
oh,
there.
Oh, wait. Can I give you the topics, Pat, that I would like to have read? So, would that help?
Okay.
Would that help? All right. Okay. I'm a businessman myself. I'm in the entertainment business. So, one, I'm going to ask about business. Two, I want to ask you about, am I going to be financially stable anytime soon? Three, my love life. How's
oh,
my relationship doing? And four, which is the most important question I'm going to ask you, is will I ever get married? See, I've never been married,
oh,
Pat.
My.
Never
oh,
been
my.
Married. So
well,
those are the four questions that I'm going to ask you that I'd like to have your answer. Do you still need some more time, or can we go at it right now?
I've got these cards out, but I have to answer the other cards with the tarot cards, the other questions.
Okay, give me the cards that you have out. What do I
okay.
what's in my
right now, you're more or less at peace within yourself, you know, like... about who you are and what you are, you know, you've
sure.
come to terms with that. There are a lot of memories going on right now, and people around you aren't showing you the true selves. There is a balancing going on that you are entering a new phase. You definitely
okay.
are.
Okay.
And you have to watch out for these false people because it's going to be through paperwork and stuff.
But I live in Hollywood, Pat. Everybody is false, but I hear what you're saying. I hear
yeah.
what you're saying, kiddo.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
And it might do you some good to go to the water for a while. Spend some time near water.
You mean take a shower?
No. Go to the ocean.
To the lake? Yeah, I should go to the beach. It's like 100 degrees in California. I should go to the beach. I've been thinking about it to tell you the truth. I've been thinking about it.
You kind of need it. You kind of need it.
I know. I need a sand between my little toes and a nice sandy beach. And women with their tops half off, I need this right now.
I just want everybody to understand that Brian just said he had his little toes. Keep going, everybody.
You need my little toes out of this, sir.
You did that to yourself.
I know. Self-loathing. No more self-loathing on this show. Okay.
Stop listening to Brian when he talks.
I know. What are you doing?
There is a lot of projects you're up to, and you're just trying to make them float. Like they can.
True.
They have a life of their own as soon as they're.
True.
As soon as they come true.
Okay.
Now you're gonna have to be careful. There's people in the music business around you, but.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful of temptation at this point.
Oh, okay.
Like, you
but
don't want to be tempted.
I know. I have this ADD. Temptation is my friend. I have a habit of, you know, looking
getting
straight ahead
trouble.
And all of a sudden I turn. Yeah, my attention span is like a wingspan of a gnat. But go ahead,
do us all a favor. Don't try to crip walk on camera. It's not worth it.
Do you see my hands wrapped around Josh's neck at the end of this reading at all?
That actually makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, so it's got you've been waiting a long time for this, and it's just developing.
Right.
You've got to watch out for people wearing masks, like not being themselves.
Okay. Are you talking about like the two-faced people that, you know, they smile in your face and they stab you in the back? Okay. Yeah, we have to. Now, again,
there's
Hollywood.
There's a lot of that.
That's where I live. You're spot on there.
Stay away from casinos. Stay away.
Oh, come on, Pat. That's why
I
love casinos. No, I love casinos. Okay, why? Am I going to lose a lot of money? Because I love casinos.
Yeah,
damn it.
Just don't go right now.
Well, when you say right now, give me a date where I can go and I'll show
up. Well, it's like 3 months or something. Just give it time.
All right.
And the timing is right for your business.
Okay.
And
you'll
be able to deal with the games that are presented to you.
Thank you. Wow. Is that it, Pat?
Okay. That's the new cards.
Okay. Well, before we get to the older cards, I'm going to talk to Josh. Let him tell me about his business, and I'm going to get back to you with the old cards with those 5 questions. How's that? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, Pat Oberlin, everybody. Look at that. You're a rock star. Wow. Taylor Swift has nothing on you, baby, with the crowd that you pull in.
I had no idea that you had that button. I didn't know
what button? See, I'm live. There's people in the studio. What button do I have, mister?
Somebody else is responsible for the claps?
Okay. Yes. I got a lot of staff. Going on here, a lot of staff.
No, I don't believe
Joshua,
you at all. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you doing, buddy?
No, I'm all right.
Well, the last time we talked, we were really surprised because you let us
that
in.
Was really funny.
Yeah, well, you let us into your personal life, meaning that you're a very learned man, we found out. We found out that you have your own business, and your business is Very good. People make a lot of money in your business, and I don't know too much about it. Would you like to talk about it since it's Small Business Friday? And if you do talk about it, Josh, how easy was it or how hard was it? And if you did go through the pandemic in hard times, how did you recuperate? Because we do have a larger audience in Small Business Friday.
That's fine. We didn't face the pandemic problem because people were evicted from their homes. So the banks were consistently selling homes.
Okay.
My business is building inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And
I keep my
guys well fed.
All right. Now,
we can charge,
how did you get the job
to build some money?
How do you get
so
the job
what's
to building?
The name
how's
of your business?
I'm sorry, one of you has to talk at one time. I can
go
hear.
Ahead, Pat.
What's the name of your business?
I am not going to divulge that to you, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. So, but how did one get to be a building inspector?
You have to take a course, and you have to get into InterNACHI. I don't know. There's several different agencies. You have to be part of a group.
Okay.
It's international.
You're an international business inspector?
No, I keep it local.
Okay, because I know you travel. I know you travel.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I
That's
know
fair.
You travel.
I can't go to other countries and do it.
Well, I don't know. You could own other buildings and or be associated with partners in Hong Kong, Tokyo, China.
Oh, no.
Miami.
No.
That little country over there.
Oh, well, yeah, in Miami, I could possibly have a business down there, but I'm not going to do it because I'd have to pay for the licensing fees.
Yeah.
I'm already paying it on my butt for the insurance. I'm not going to pay
yeah.
for licensing fees.
And Josh, as a small business owner, what are some of the pitfalls that you have experienced?
A dry market.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. When stuff
I
slows down. Yeah, when stuff slows down, that's pretty much the worst of it. But the beauty of what I do is that it doesn't really matter because I do other stuff on the side. So I'm not too entirely worried about it. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Would you recommend, Josh, someone who barely got out of high school, never went to college, to start their own business?
In what capacity?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they want to start a business as a skateboard artist. You know, they draw your skateboard, or you know what I'm trying to, or they ice cream store. They make their own recipes. There you go. They make their own recipes, and as a cook, they used to be a cook at McDonald's, and now they decide to go out, get a food truck. Would you, and they never had a food truck before. Would you recommend somebody?
I would invest in that?
Yeah, would you invest in it? Or if somebody comes to you and says, what do you think about me since you're an entrepreneur? What do you think about me opening up my own food truck? And I'm an entrepreneur, but I barely graduated high school. I didn't go to university, but I do have access to a food truck. What would you tell that person?
If a young buck has something new to offer to a locale and there's a high enough population and a demand for it, and I have the opportunity to invest to make that a
mm-hmm.
thing for a percentage, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I might dip my toe in that pond. If it's you, no.
Yeah. Well,
not
there you
all.
Go. You're lost.
Not at all.
It's your loss, buddy. I have the best truck
I'm okay
on the street.
With that.
You're lost.
I'm okay with that. I will live with that shame.
Jeez. All right. Jesus. It's Small Business Friday, everybody.
Is that
God,
what it
thank
is?
You. That's what it is. It's Small Business Friday today.
Something that people might want to take into consideration, people are getting their homes foreclosed on, like all over the world. There is the opportunity to open a business where you clean out foreclosed homes for banks. So people might want to hop on that because you can make a buttload of money if you are happy to pick up disgusting nonsense on a foreclosed home. It's up to
you. Well, it's true. But you know what's happening in California right now is rent. People are getting evicted from their homes. I did run a story. I didn't do the story on it, but I should. Last Tuesday, the landlords were being held to collect the rent, and now they got protesters in the street saying that they don't want to pay rent, and the landlord was a victim for eviction. And I looked at that protest. I'm going, my God, they're holding signs saying no eviction, and my landlord wants to evict me. And then they talk to the other side of, and remember, we're talking business owners here. Even if you own an apartment building, you're still a business owner. Then they talk
yes,
to
sir.
the landlords, and they're saying, we haven't gotten paid for 2 years, and their bills are piling up. And then I'm thinking, what kind of people will go out in the street with a sign that says no evictions? And they ask the person, well, when was the last time you paid rent? They said about 3 years, 4 years. So you're living rent-free, and you're holding a sign that says no evictions, bad landlord. I mean,
are you asking a legitimate question?
It's kind of a rhetorical question, but I'm also asking an open-ended question. I'm just saying, what kind of people are these? How do they think this way? Anybody, please jump in before Pat reads me my other cards. But it just seems ridiculous, doesn't it? You got to pay rent. You're staying in somebody's house, right?
Yeah, entitlement does a strange thing to a person's mind where you think that just because you are alive and you're breathing air, that the world owes you something, like a roof over your head. That's astonishing to me. Yes, I understand exactly where you're coming from. And that's the reason that I was about to start investing in properties and be a landlord myself, but then I saw in COVID what the government did to landlords. And no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to buy property and let other people live on it because apparently if the government snaps its fingers, they don't have to pay me to live on my property. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not cool. Because
no,
a lot of people that end up being landlords, most of them are old people who have worked their butts off for decades, and they buy property to have monthly income. So that they don't have to depend entirely on their Roth IRA or their benefits from the jobs that they had before. So they have monthly income coming in from the properties that they own. But no, apparently all that stuff goes out the window when there's a pandemic and lazy people have the opportunity to be just lazy people. I mean, you don't want to work a job? That's great. It doesn't matter. You don't have to pay your rent anymore. Okay. Well, ignore entirely that you're screwing over the landlords that bought that house for $250,000. And you're renting it for, what, $1,300 a month?
Yeah.
You're not going to pay that now. So they're out $1,300 a month.
Yeah. And that's
their retirees. Yeah. It's not okay.
That's so
disrespectful.
I feel the same way you do, Josh. I really do. We have a thing here in L.A. now that you're trying to clean up the homeless. I mean, it's like, you know, if you don't see them, they don't exist, right? So let's clean out the homeless people. Let's put them in hotel rooms temporarily. Let's get temporary housing for the people off the street. Okay. Now, we got a different breed of homeless on the streets nowadays. I mean, I understand that we do have the work, I call them the working homeless, that these are homeless people and they have a job and I understand that. Yeah, get them into a nice place. But then you got the mentally ill homeless, and you got the lazy homeless, and you got the these people can't work homeless, you know, like they haven't had a job in years, and they make good money panhandling. I mean, a homeless person can make good $300 or $400 if he works his ass off, you know, panhandling. It's true. I don't recommend that as a business, but true. When I come to that is because of this, and I mentioned California. Homeless people had something with businesses. Maybe they lost their jobs or whatever. And here we go. This is Costa Mesa, California. And the headline goes, Costa Mesa considers cracking down on unfair evictions. They're cracking down on unfair evictions. I don't know, and that's California, I don't know what an unfair eviction is. 60% of the resident rent, and they're going to evict them. A headline here from Philadelphia. Landlord, tenant, officer expects to resume evictions, and not only in Philly, Atlanta, evictions take toll on people they displace. Again, in Los Angeles, official fear wave of evictions after deadline to pay pandemic back rent passes. See, here's the catch 22. It's like, okay, let's evict them. No problem. Well, when you evict somebody, they don't have the money. Now you got a homeless problem again. And that homeless problem become a city problem or a state problem or a county problem. And now you got your politicians up for re-election saying, no, 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 we cannot have this. So then a politician says,
you know, that's not the same thing in the rest of the country, right? Because Gavin Newsom invited people to come to California if they were homeless.
Right.
So I'm not being apathetic to your situation there, but no, if the leader of your state is telling homeless people, come over here, we'll give you shiny objects. And now they're debating whether or not, you know, we have machines. What was that called? Dispensaries, like local dispensaries. They're like, yeah, we'll give you free needles and we'll just go ahead. Do all the drugs you want.
Well, we have the sanctuaries and stuff like that. And Gavin, not the best, but...
He's probably the worst governor that you've ever had.
I know. You know who is one of the best? You're going to be surprised. Arnold Schwarzenegger was a pretty damn good governor.
No,
a good governor.
No, I'm not surprised by that at all. That actually makes sense to me.
Yeah, he tried to get things done. Gavin is a pretty boy in a poster. You know, he's more like your Canada Trudeau or Trudeau. You know what I mean? Pretty boy in a poster. But, yeah, so that's how it works.
Brian, are you telling me that if you look like a plastic person and speak like a plastic person would, then you could be the leader of one of the most equitable, financially stable states in America?
I don't know. I have one word for you. Barbie.
Brian, all you need to do is get plastic surgery. You could be the governor of New York tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Gavin Newsom
California earned everything. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's all about looks and packages and marketing and promotion. And you too could be the governor with the right promotion package, marketing package. Hey, it's show business, baby. And you gotta look good.
I have too much mobility. I can walk and I can bend my knees. I can't be a governor.
Right.
I apologize.
No. It's too, you know, your bar's too high. No, it's all about show, baby. And we go back to the homeless people again. When you go to a city like Atlanta, Illinois, Illinois is not a city, Chicago, Detroit.
I know it's easy to equate the entire state of Illinois with Chicago because there's only one city here.
Illinois.
It's
but
not
I'm
like Canada where we have foreign dictators on our money. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Poor Canada. Canada is sacred. Speaking of Canada, are you ready to
I never want any Canadian to be comfortable making fun of Illinois. Because you're still Canadian. I'll be quiet. Go ahead.
She is Canadian, eh? I don't know if she's awake. I mean, she was up for 2 days. She's so tired.
She was laughing her butt off just a second ago. I'm not going to blame
her
for
that. No,
that's
her laugh track. She's really asleep, and she'll just hit a button once in a while to let us know that she supports the show. But
no,
I guess
I'm
not
awake. I'm awake.
Okay. Pat, do you have those four questions that I asked for?
Oh, you want me to do it now? Okay. Just give me 1 second.
It takes Canadians a little bit longer. I want everyone to know that.
Oh, leave those Canadians.
I'm just messing with you. I know. I'm just Canadian. I went to Canada like 3 times. I've never
been to Canada.
I don't blame
at all.
You.
I
don't.
I heard
blame
it's beautiful country.
I don't. You
is
California mofo.
What part of Canada did you go to, Josh?
Montreal. Northern Newfoundland. It was actually. Did I just hear words?
Was that a
grunt? Was that a disapproval grunt?
For me?
Yes,
I just don't like Montreal and Quebec.
Nobody should. Nobody likes French people, even French people.
Okay, I need your questions. Brian?
Yeah,
okay, I'll
be
quiet now.
Josh, I am ready.
Okay, what's the first question?
Business. How am I going to succeed in business? How's my business rating?
Okay, this is a yes-no, so I'm going to do a yes-no.
Okay. Okay, so yes, so am I going to succeed in business?
Well, from all the other readings I've done, I'd say the answer is yes.
Yeah. I got to get those whores out of put them back on the street. That's my business. I'm pimping whores, baby. Pimping whores.
Brian bringing in those steel-toe boots. I'm sorry, I'll be quiet again.
No, I do the entertainment business. Thank you, Pat. Josh. Second question, am I ever going to get married?
Hang on.
Huh?
Okay, as far as business goes, yes.
Yes.
You're going to do very well. The only problem is that you may find it's a bit much for you. Maybe your health, I don't know. Just take it easy.
I sure will.
Okay, you
I hope I'm not
going to
be one of those people
married.
That you finally get successful, then you have a heart attack and you die, and then your kid takes over everything and he just bankrupts you in 10 years. Now, marriage.
You
want
to get married.
I'm going to have that Hunter Biden child and crack addict.
I knew you need that Hunter Biden child. He's innocent,
so
I tell
sorry.
You. He's innocent. He's an innocent young man.
Okay, I'll be quiet again.
Yeah, am I ever going to get married, Pat? That's my question.
That's I'm working
marriage.
On it.
All right, so am I. I'm working on it. Josh, you're married, aren't you? You're married. You have a significant other.
My lady and I do not discuss our relationship publicly.
Is she embarrassed? Is that why you don't talk about it?
You know how easy it is to be mean.
I don't mind. I don't blame her not discussing your relationship with you. I don't mind her saying, "Well, I'm with him. I'm with him."
All
I'm...
my emotions and feelings.
Your
all of them.
And feelings.
Yeah.
Okay,
everyone.
Brian.
Yes,
Brian. You are going to get married, but it's going
to
be kind of irrational.
To a guy.
When you learn about it, because I think you might be asked instead of you asking.
Yeah, good. It's about time. I'm tired of doing the heavy lifting, Pat. It's time for them to ask me.
To two different guys. There you go, buddy.
Two different guys.
Welcome to the club.
What is he talking about?
I'm talking
Ignore
crap about
him.
Brian.
He says, I'm going to get married probably with two different guys. Referring to a homosexual relationship, Pat.
Oh, I don't think so.
And you're going to make direct eye contact the entire time. Yeah.
What's the other question?
All right, marriage, business. How's my finance? It's almost the same thing, right? Business and finance. Or could you have a business and have bad, you know,
yeah,
your finances are
separate.
Okay. Finance.
Just give me a second here.
Yes, I will.
Okay, so we've got here, there's celebration, there's victory, there are a few sacrifices you have to make, but that's normal. Major changes with the success, everything you're hoping for, basically. There's generosity coming with the success, and there's good money, like solid money. You're in control of the major changes.
Mm-hmm.
The hope for the money you have, use your intuition, it'll help you. The major changes of victory and money.
Mm-hmm.
There is kind of irrational news. Have patience and be strong to deal with the sacrifices.
Okay.
And
I will.
Then there's indecision about being in control, but don't be undecided because it says you are in control. There is success. Use your intuition. Money's coming. And there's a partnership.
Okay.
There's definitely a partnership.
That sounds good, Pat. That does sound good. The
Makes
last
sense.
One, huh, kiddo?
Makes sense.
It makes sense, a lot of sense.
Okay.
Now, the last one is, when am I going to die? What year?
Oh, no.
Yeah?
No.
I got a plan for these things.
Okay, how many years do you want to give me?
The way I feel right now, probably next Tuesday. Gonna make it past next Tuesday.
I don't have.
No, let's leave that to the universe. How's my health, Pat? How's my health in the next 5 years? How's my health?
Okay, hang on.
All right. Pat will determine my health when she gets back. Again, this is Small Business Friday with Joshua, Pat. And usually we have a full studio. I just started this again. We did it 3 years ago. But if we don't have a full studio within the next 5 minutes, we're going to go on with our topic of our show, and it's relationship show. 319-527-6099 is the number. 319-527-6099. That's the number to call in. Okay, Small Business Friday is almost over, and we're going to start Relationship Friday, which is why you're a moron and why she's leaving you. Go ahead, Pat.
Pat, please drop this atomic bomb.
Please what?
Ready when you are, Pat.
I'm working on it.
Okay. Oh, my God, it's my health. Okay, we're going to give her some time. You know, sometimes I don't know what to talk about. I'm tired of talking about Trump. But if I go to Twitter, which is now X. It's not a tweet anymore. It's an X, I guess. I don't know what it is. On my Twitter, the things that are trending on my Twitter is Johnny Depp is trending again. Why is Johnny Depp trending?
Who knows?
I mean,
you know
it's
why?
Asinine. The Jets,
you know,
and the Brown, I watched them last night. I love that football game. God, thank God football's back.
Is it really?
Yeah. I think it was a good game.
No.
Did you see it, Josh? I thought it was an okay game.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I watched the game. Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was okay. I'm anxious to see Aaron Rodgers.
The Browns are not a football team. The Browns might as well be in the Canada League.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Yes, because Canada is terrible at football. You guys have a good Raptors team. You know, I'll give you that. You have a good basketball team. But
yeah.
When it comes to football, no. That's embarrassing. You guys should be really embarrassed of yourselves.
Well, I don't pay attention to football.
I know, because it's so bad that even Canadians don't watch it. I know. I'm aware of that.
Okay, Brian. You're having some issues in the bedroom.
Huh?
That you can look after very easily.
What kind of issues?
I think, you know, your leg problem might be acting up or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to learn some new positions, honey.
All I need is three. Any more is just showing off. I just need sometimes two. One will do it. But if I want to get adventurous, three positions is enough. You guys go with this circus act. 45 positions.
Oh, I left the
Kama Sutra crap. No.
I've got to go, Brian.
Okay. What did she say? Did something happen?
I think this is the best time to introduce you to Christianity.
Wow. I heard her say something. I don't remember hearing her say something. Wow. Since we're live radio, I really wasn't prepared for this. When you ask somebody about your future and they come back
and
say, well, you're
having...
You know
that's always a bad idea every single time.
Yeah. Well, at least when they say you're having trouble in the bedroom, you kind of want to figure out, okay, what's going on? And, oh, got to go. No, I was in the bedroom. I'm having problems. I got to go now.
There's no solution for that tiny pecker. I don't know if you knew that before.
Melissa, did you come in and save me? Good morning, wonderful.
Yeah, Melissa, be the only sane person here.
Yep.
Good
it's
morning,
always been
Melissa.
That way. Good morning.
It's true.
Good morning.
Oh,
hello,
boy,
Melissa.
Did this suck.
What
yeah,
happened
once in a while,
to Pat? Is she okay?
I don't know.
We have no idea. She just hung up after saying that he had a really tiny penis.
She will make abrupt departures sometimes. She does. I got to go.
I
got to go.
I think the important thing that we should all take away from that is that Brian. Very
Brian has had trouble in the bedroom. Well, got to go. What?
Get out of here.
I know. Don't be like that.
Oh my God, she should be a mascot for a community college.
Well, Johnny,
you know, I try things.
Now we talked about
Melissa
the other day. We Johnny Depp passed out in Budapest the other day while touring with the Hollywood Vampires, his group.
Oh.
I told you that.
Can I brag about something?
Go ahead.
I grew up with Johnny Depp's cousin.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. It's not really something to brag about. I just wanted to say that after saying that Brian had a tiny penis.
Okay.
She didn't say I had a tiny penis. Oh, my God.
Brother, I am right here with you. I am right here with you, okay?
Yep.
Rumors. Rumors.
Rumors.
I really hope that starts a trend. I really hope that starts a trend.
602, you're live on the air. Allegations.
Oh, you're
live on the air.
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Hey, King.
Oh, my.
King.
Hi, King.
Hey,
hey
King,
what's going on,
man? King, have you met Josh? Have you met Josh?
No.
We're just going to keep bringing smart people in, huh?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
King, King and Melissa are saving my... They know when I'm in trouble. I send out the bat signal and they come in.
Josh, my role is usually to play the moral police. And I say,
that's
Brian?
That's true.
No. No. Don't say that.
Don't go there.
Uh-huh.
Brian is the problem most of the time? Okay, we need to fix that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're taking it to the... We're going to fix it good. It's going to be the Melissa show for now on. Welcome,
I'm
King.
Okay with that. That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Now, I'm trying to make small business work. I have four or five people said, Brian, you should do small business. I go, great. I do have some people, some friends.
You didn't
King's
tell me what you did.
Huh?
You didn't
what
tell
I
me
do?
What you did. What I do, you have to get certified, licensed, insured.
Right.
What do you
right.
do for a small business?
I just babble. I have a master.
Doing,
I have
what,
a master in babble. That's what I do.
A tiny penis and a master's degree. God.
Nobody said anything about a tiny
you're
penis.
You're really coming.
You
you're really
penis.
Coming along there, buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
He also he's a hot, he promotes new porn.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He's a
mm-hmm.
good looking man. He's a good
no,
looking
what's
man.
The other one that you like? Not oh Pornhub. Pornhub.
Pornhub, yes. I am I'm not only
he's
I
a
am
big
a member.
Investor. Uh-huh.
Gold
all right, Melissa, are you the mayor of your local town? Because we could make that happen.
I should be.
I am a member. No shame. Going back to Mr. Save me, King. Save me, King. Small business day. Bring me back on track. You're a businessman. You're a musician. Tell me what you do, King, and promote your business. And if there's a website, sir, why go get some coffee?
Melissa, I just
all
wanted
right.
to point out that he did not call me King at all when I was describing my business. Continue, sir.
Oh.
I know, I'm
really?
Offended.
You know what? King, that's King's, his stage name is King Webb. So that's why we, he,
I'm not,
everybody
I'm not,
calls him.
I'm not, I'm not concerned about it, sir. You continue. I'll just be offended over
go
I'm
ahead,
just messing
King.
With you. I'll be
go
quiet.
Ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
I don't have a small business, so I have nothing to say. Mm-mm.
Melissa has a very large penis. Keep going, sir.
Yep, I do.
I'm really happy
King,
that the conversation turned out this way.
You got
I know,
right? King. King,
King.
Don't hear for a short period of time. King. Go ahead, sir.
All right. I go by King Webb. I'm a hip-hop rapper / singer. My own web music entertainment, and I do music, you know. I also have another company I'm a part of. Me and my business partner, we run Celebrity H2O. It's a black-owned water company, and so I do that. And that's about it, you know. I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. You know, if you want to reach me, you can reach me either here on the show or you can find me on Facebook under David Portley Jr., a.k.a. King Webb, and connect with me from there. And then on the outside of that, I work in the aircraft industry. I do sheet metal, and so I build airplanes. Actually, I build commercial airplanes. And so I just recently finished, got my certificate, and I just recently got hired on at Spirit Aerosystems here in Wichita, Kansas. And so that's what I love to do, you know.
Congratulations.
So I'm pretty much everywhere, you know. Actually, I got hired on August 1st. And thank you. Thank you. And so actually in the middle of taking care of the hiring process part of it and all that stuff. So I'm a busy person. And, you know, I'm also a single dad, and so I'm just pretty busy every day, you know. But whenever I have time, I always like to call into the show and listen to Brian, Melissa, and Laverne, and some of the others that come on, Miss Pat. And so, but, yeah, yep, that's about it.
Young Buck, you're operating out of Wichita?
Yes, yes.
I live in El Dorado, and I operate out of Emporia.
There you go.
You say what?
I did not even know that was a thing. Did Brian do that?
What?
That was a Brian thing?
What?
Yeah.
No, it's not. We have a live audience. Keep my audience close to me.
I was
they
trying to
studio.
Talk to the young buck because he's from my area.
Oh, shit.
Lo siento.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I moved back here from Phoenix, Arizona, and I was living in Phoenix for a long time, you know.
And I'm from Chicago. Nobody in Kansas these days is actually from Kansas, unless they're like unless you're like six generations in.
Yeah, and I love it. Don't get me wrong, but you know, to put extra money in my pocket, you know, I do extra work on the outside, you know, and
please don't admit to any crimes on the radio. It's not good.
Yeah,
it's not a good idea.
And so I do extra work on the side, and so where I currently work right now, I've been experiencing some racism, and my thing is that I get along with everybody. In Derby, you know, and the thing is that a lot of people they don't like to do their work like they should, and I always admit to my wrongs. Forget to do something, I always go back and I fix it. But my biggest issue is that I know COVID happened and all that stuff, and we're just getting back to doing things, you know, like they were. But my biggest problem is, you know, these companies, these industries, they're hiring a lot of inexperienced workers for these jobs. And it's unfair to those who know what they're doing that they have to listen to those who don't have whatsoever experience in something. So I've experienced that the other day at work, you know, and it was crazy because I told the new supervisor, who don't know nothing about his position, I told him, I said, look, I said, if this object is dirty or something's going on with it, I said, why, if people are coming in before me, I said, why aren't they getting it done? Why are you guys overlooking? I said, so if I spend my time to make sure things are getting done, what is the issue, you know? And it's ridiculous, you know. It's ridiculous. And so I overlooked it, though, you know, because it's just something that I won't sit and waste time on. And so my thing is, I just wish we can all get along, you know what I mean? And the sad part about it is we'll rather bring up someone's past than to focus on the present and the future, you know what I mean? And my thing is, I don't have anything against anybody at the end of the day. If we're cool, we're cool. Whatever you're going through, look, we'll sit and talk about it. We'll pray, because I'm a praying man, you know what I mean? But don't exclude me from anything just based on the color of my skin, you know what I'm saying? It's sad, you know?
Can I get something clarified, if that's possible?
Yes. Yeah.
You encountered a racist person or a lazy person at your place of work?
Both. I inquired both, you know, and the thing is that I'm never the type to really put anybody down, but when you brag when you're bragged that, oh, this is good, that's good, that's good, but it's really not, you know, I'm going to step in. I'm saying, look, we're going to work together. We're going to get this done. But it's sad, you know what I mean? You know, but.
Yeah, you sound like you try to get stuff done and people around you really aren't, like, doing the same thing. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, and you're correct. Yes, you're very right, you know. And, and just to be honest, I'm a custodian for in Derby, you know. And the thing is that I like for things to be clean, you know. I like to clean. I put it that way, you know.
For the rest of the people, I'm so sorry to interrupt you again. Derby is a subsection of Wichita in the north, west, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I believe
I'm sorry. Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're fine. But, you know, I moved back here, and I enjoy being here because, you know, I've been connecting with some wonderful people. And, I'm a very respectable man, you know. I like to meet new people. I like to have a good time and just enjoy the time. You know? But, you know, my time here right now is like, okay, what did I step into? And so, you know, I've had a few others come up and say, well, you know, this part of the job, they've been short-staffed for a long, long time. And this is the reason why, because of how they run. So, you know, I had to really take some time out to just, you know, pray to God and ask God for forgiveness if I did anything wrong. Because, you know, my thing is, like I told two individuals, I said, if you wouldn't sit at home on a shitty toilet, what makes you think anyone else will, you know? I said, that's just nasty. I said, but this is what you guys like, though. I said, but I'm sorry if I overstepped my boundaries to go above and beyond, you know. But, you know, I have a mouth on me because I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to tell it like it is, the way it should be said. And I got written up for it, which I could care less because at the end of the day, you know, if a building is too damn nasty, they will come and they would get written up and then the whole building would be in trouble, you know what I mean? But my thing is, I like the things to be clean, organized, because with as many germs as there is today, everything needs to be clean, sanitized, and properly maintained. You know, and the sad part
is there a company that will pay you to sit at home sitting on a shitty toilet?
Man,
and where can I apply?
There was, man, look, if there was, yeah. Yeah, if there was, I would forward that application to both of these two individuals, you know.
Yeah,
but,
no,
you know,
I want to make that my entire lifestyle.
I want to thank you, King, for sharing. Josh, pretty good interview. Thank you, Melissa. You guys held it good. I enjoyed listening to it. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Guess who's here? Pat's back. Everybody, welcome, Pat.
Hey, Pat, how you doing, man?
Oh, good, good. We found my cat. I didn't realize the lawn keepers were here, and I opened the door and let him out, and he took advantage of it. So,
okay,
we found him up the way. Yep.
Yeah, stuff happens.
Where we left off. Wait a minute, wait, we have to, King, do you have a website or where people can reach you? Because I know that you're making music. I know that you're entertaining producers. I know that you're open for new talent. I know this. So for people out there, and you have some lessons to teach, is there a website or something where they can reach you? King?
Oh, no,
wait. I'm back.
King.
I'm back now. They can reach me on Facebook, you know.
Okay.
Again, it's David Portley Jr., aka King Webb. And you'll see me in my graduation cap and gown and stuff. And then you can also find me on Instagram as well as Official King Web. And I believe I have my you'll see my picture and stuff, you know. So, yeah, they can reach me on that, you know, and go from there, you know. And but the main thing, you know, if you're going to be an artist and be in the music industry and stuff, the one thing you got to remember is that you got to invest in your craft because no one else is going to invest in you. You know, you have people, they don't want to invest in their craft. They just want to pay $50 and expect to get millions of views, and it doesn't work that way, you know. You got to invest, you know. If these agents and these publicists and everyone, these big labels, when they see you spending big money, then they're going to stand behind you, you know. I have wonderful people standing behind me, so that's why, and, you know, I enjoy it, you know. But when I started out, I had artist development, you know. The guy that I was dealing with, he worked up under Dr. Dre and some other big name artists, you know. So, you know, I'm good, you know. Right now I'm just trying to get my time adjusted so I can be able to get back in the studio and finish working on what I've been working on. So I got another hot song. I got a hot song I'm working on right now, you know what I mean? So, you know, you heard it, you know what I mean? So it's nice.
I do like it, King. I do like it.
Yeah.
And I know that you get hit up on a lot, and I know there's a lot of bad promoters that will step up to you. And when you got some young guy who's just starting off, and you got these people on Twitter, social media, trying to hit up on them and asking them for, you know, a lot of money and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What is not your experience, but what would you say to them, you know? That's it. What would you say? Some young guy trying to get into the business and some promoters hitting up on him and trying to tell him, I'll make you a star, but it's going to cost you like $800. What do you say?
Trust nobody.
Well, first off, I would tell them first to make sure they have all their ducks in a row, make sure that they're willing to listen, you know, because if you're not willing to listen, then everything that is told to you is going to go in one and out the other. So with that being said, you know, if a promoter comes up and say, hey, you know, I do all this for you for $800, well, you know, with the times we're living in, there's so much scamming and stuff going on that this individual will take your $800 and then, boom, they're gone. You know, you have so many people making fake accounts that, you know, they're out there scamming young artists today, you know. And so if they're gonna be a young artist.
Hey, King, you want a better answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Take that $800 and invest that in making a solo track music video for yourself.
Well, you're still in the same situation, though, Josh.
No, not really.
I have seen a lot of people invest in video. I mean, nowadays, when I came out, music videos were not that hard to make. Now some of these videos go up to $2 million for just a 30-second video.
I know you. That's the case if you're dealing with, like, a crazy record label, but a lot of people, there are people literally making music videos right now based on cell phones. They make entire music videos. All
right.
Right. So if you have somebody, if you have somebody that's decent, save that money. Yeah, invest that money. Yeah, you're probably going to
Now you have a music video. Now what?
You post it.
You post the
music itself.
Yeah. And then what?
Are you familiar with Tom McDonald?
Well, are you familiar with a lot of people who are stealing a lot of people's music? I mean, when you got,
Do you know why Tom McDonald is famous?
No, I don't.
Why?
Tom McDonald.
I'm not saying anything, Josh. What I'm trying to say is a lot of these young guys with good music. And they send it to these producers. Let me hear your music. Let me hear your track. Whatever. And they steal the shit.
Yeah, don't trust anybody.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm not going to say you have to, really. You can't. You got to trust someone. But
no. by default.
Well, you have
don't
to.
Trust
you
got to
promote your music. You got to promote your marketing. So you have to trust someone. You know, but what
no,
are the credentials?
I'm saying that the people that are succeeding today, that are
yeah.
off-brand, not a part
yeah.
of the industry at all. The way
yeah.
that they're succeeding is they're paying for everything with cash. They're shooting the videos themselves, and they're
yeah.
just pushing
yep.
it out there. They're letting people hear it, and they're making ridiculous amounts of money, and it has nothing
mm-hmm.
to do with the industry.
I don't know.
So
I actually.
Every single time I talk to somebody that makes music, I don't really care what music they make. I actually hope that they go that route instead of signing to a label and paying a debt. Because that's all a music label contract is. You owe them money for promoting you when you can promote yourself.
Well, okay, that's one way.
One piece of blind is stuck on something.
That's
okay.
actually true. Thomas
well, no,
did it.
It's not true. I'm just saying that, you know, being in the music industry, and King, back me up or not back me up, but I think when they start buying tracks or their promoters get a hold of you and you're spending money out of the pocket and or they promise this
you
and they promise that.
You have to spend money out of your pocket. That's what I'm saying. You have to spend money out of your own pocket to make it happen. You don't have to depend on other people to make it happen for you. It's going to cost
That's
you money to make money.
That's not necessarily true. You
it's
have
absolutely
to really.
True
there
every
are
time.
There are people. Well, John, there are people. Well, you have to get into the market. You got to break into the business, and you can't do it by yourself. You need a credible producer.
You can do it by yourself, is what I just said. there are examples of people. Tom
McDonald
made it to
number two. But I can give you millions of other examples of people put on their own music and send it out there that people are stealing their shit, that they're not protected.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, but that's depending on the market. You're talking about their capability to steal it because they only did it for sales online instead of performing. If you are actually entertaining, if your music actually has a message and people actually care, then you will have shows and people will pay to go to the shows.
But do you
yeah,
know how
no,
much it costs for a show? If King wanted to do a show, do you know how much it would cost?
$150,000.
Well, that's not bad. Not to mention he has to go to the studio first and cut his song, his album, or whatever it is. So he
if
can
you own
sell
your
that.
Studio, if you own your own studio, it doesn't matter.
You know what?
I'm
there
not
you go,
kidding.
King.
You do.
I know, but it's all money. It's too much money.
I know, it's very expensive. I'm aware of that.
It is.
I'm saying that if you... Yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm saying that if you are trying to do something, you can invest and you can try to pay people to hop on a track with you. You can try to pay to get into venues. But the best possible thing you can do is have really awesome lyrics, own the track, own the actual instrumental, and then go online and have a crazy music video, try to keep it under $2,000. And then, yeah,
you know,
you can hand it out to people for free,
and
then you start promoting yourself to perform in cities.
Okay, I agree part of it, Josh. I think, you know what I would do, and I agree part of it. What I would do, King, this is me. And if I was repping somebody.
King, I just want you to know
somebody,
that Brian is a really good singer.
I am. I could hang with the
you
rest
hear
of
his
them.
Voice. This man sings like
what's
that guy?
To sleep.
What's
but,
that guy?
I don't know. Bill Withers.
Don't you
Marvin
disrespect
Gaye,
Billy Withers like that?
Smokey Robinson. I can go on and on and on. All right. You know what I would do, King, if I was ripping somebody came to me, I would tell them that they need
understand
to get in front
he's
of
not
audience.
Placing himself in your situation.
They need to
he's
perform.
Talking about ripping somebody.
They need to perform to see how well they can do it for the live audience. I would book them into the
absolutely.
YMCA or YWCA where the young kids are, boys club, girls
what?
Club.
What?
Yes. In the old
what?
Days, what happened with the bands that were starting out, they would book him in the high school and colleges, and a lot of bands got their start in college.
You know that normal people can't go to those places anymore, right?
They're entertainment. Yes, you can. You can book. You can do an event at, for the Boys and Girls Club. You can do the event at the YMCA and charity event and pass out your CDs out of your trunk. You could do that.
CDs. God damn it. All right,
oh, I'm
Ryan,
sorry.
I didn't
my
want
old
to be
school
the,
with
I
the
didn't
passing out
the
with
one.
The CDs.
I didn't want to be the one to tell you that you are old.
Okay. Well, you're doing it yourself. You're making me say it against my will. I only pray that you live this long. You're not there yet, buddy, but I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you.
I know, but
the
at least
you're going
when I
right
get
now,
to your age, I'll understand
you
the technology
it, but
of
I'm
the modern age.
But that's what
yeah,
I would do. King, you might want to think about that. You might want to call
Nobody
to see if there's any...
Nobody has a CD player.
Jesus. There are some...
Are you kidding?
Go to the old folks' home. They still got the CDs and 8-track player. They'll love you, King. But you
yeah, so like I said,
services,
if you're going to
do
it, if you're going to do it, do it on your own. Ignore Brian because he's over there having I don't even know what that is.
Do you really want to ignore me?
I'm just saying Brian has no idea what he's talking about. I'm saying if you're actually going to do something in the music industry, you need to be able to build your own fan base, get a following. Get a nice video if you can and push that music out and let as many people send it to different clubs in different cities all around you. And then
your music
offer
to different
to perform
clubs
there.
And cities around. How are you going to send your music to different clubs? How are you going to do that?
It's called an email,
you're gonna,
Brian.
You're going to call a
club
owner and say, you know what? I want to send you my music so you can play it.
No. You need to be able to negotiate with other people.
With who?
It's called...
With who?
The managers of the club, the promoters of
the
club. The
manager? The 18-year-old
yes.
manager at a club?
Where the hell are you going to clubs?
Oh, God.
Where's an 18-year-old manager
Lord,
of a club?
Lord Jesus, I walk with you, Jesus.
Are you doing that? Are you doing that Thailand stuff again? I told you not to do that.
Jesus.
That's a bad idea.
You don't send your music to a manager in any club. Number one, you don't do it.
You send it to a
they
promoter
play,
for
they
the club.
They won't play it in the first place.
You send
place.
It
they
to the manager, and then you negotiate prices, and then you show
They're
up and perform.
Okay. All right. Most musicians who start off in clubs have to pay to play, meaning they sell tickets.
I know. I'm
club.
Aware of that. I'm aware of that.
But
I know.
Okay.
Then
well,
you have
anyways,
to negotiate
have
the door.
But there you go, King. There you go. You got two different ideas, what you can do. And
one really bad one
pick.
And then the good one.
Yeah, you know. And you know which one's the good one.
Brian, did you just wink into your phone? You just winked in. Yeah, no, I
felt
that.
Well, you know, all options are on the table, you know. Just protect your song. And Josh has some good ideas. But the main thing is protect your song. Protect, copyright it if you can. Get a performance going on. I think a lot of people, and then use and put it on TikTok. But perform live somewhere. And if you can get it to a club, and I say the Boys and Girls Club because you don't have to pay to play. And then you got your young audience hooked to your music, and those are the people who buy the records or the CDs. You know, they want to hear King. Yeah,
okay.
I'm not ashamed of it.
All right,
I'm opting out
because he is giving you giving you information from the 1980s. Okay, I'm opting out.
And you're streaming, you know, to where your streaming service is, but performance is the key here to get your audience. And then you can, I'm a big fan of, even if it's old school, to make a CD. Because you need something to hand out. You don't want to hand out a www or a website or a streaming service where your song is. People like things in their hands like gifts. P. Diddy did it. All these great artists did it out of their trunk. It still works. it still works. Stanley! Stanley!
Hey, brother.
Everybody.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Not bad,
nice.
not bad. Hey, who is it? Stanley, who is it?
I can barely hear you, Stanley. You're underwater, my friend.
Good morning, Stanley.
Okay. Good morning.
Morning,
beautiful. Good morning,
how
there
everybody.
You go.
Excellent.
Everybody's doing
Pat.
Well. I'm doing. Hi, Pat.
Stanley, say hi to Pat.
I said hello. Hi, Pat.
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah.
You got
Pat.
So.
Hanging
in the studio. You got Josh in the studio, Stanley. You got King. You got Pat. You got the magnificent Melissa. You got almost did I? You got everybody here in the studio. Pat, King, Melissa, Josh, and Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
And you got four other 111s in the studio. Hey, you know, Stanley, we're talking about business. We're talking about small business Friday. Tell me five things to watch out for because you were you're still a small business owner. But what are the pitfalls that you ran into, Stanley, being a business owner? What was the problems and what was your major problem?
Check your numbers. That would be a major problem. Make sure that your number's right. Make sure that you know accounting, you know, I would say legal, you know what are your clients, what do they want? Have good customer service. And make sure that if you're shipping or things like that, you're shipping and you're manufacturing things, make sure to test your product before you send it to your customer. That's what I would say in everything. Basically, you got to know your customer. If you don't know your customer, you're done. You're not selling something to everybody. You're selling something to a few people, and you need to know what your customer wants. What makes you special? Why should people spend money on you compared to another person?
Oh,
that's
I agree 100%.
That's why I appreciate my business, because there's nobody else around here that can do it. And also, I'm not a drug dealer.
That's true.
But you're right, Danny. I know my audience here, you know. It's know your audience, know your customer base. And the most important thing is when you facilitate money, make sure you concentrate on your audience. A lot of people just throw money everywhere, and they lose money, right? Stanley, am I correct here?
Yeah, we call those.
They lose money. They don't focus on the most important thing. I'm sorry, having a Facebook ad or a Facebook page is not the most important thing that's going to bring you money for your customer. Your customer doesn't care about that at the beginning. Beginning is get a good product, take care of your customer, and then you start adding. There's so many people I know, they start getting cards, business cards, this and that. Well, what is your business about? You don't even have 1 cent and you're spending more money on your business card than on your customer. Yeah. Before the business card, before this, what are you trying to do? What problem are you trying to resolve?
I agree.
Yeah, that's the first.
I agree.
Yeah, what's the first question? What problem are you trying to resolve? Once you focus that way, how can you resolve the problem? Why should customer take you compared to another person? You know, what advantage do you have? You have good customer service. You know, because customer service now is crap for a lot of people. That's why a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well,
I will tell you something I will tell you something that maybe a lot of people could comment on. A lot of people will pay more money for good customer service for the same product compared to having less money for a bad product, for an okay product. People are ready to pay a lot of money for a brand if they have a good customer service, a good service.
What
do you think?
What is your business?
E-commerce.
E-commerce, electronic, like online commerce.
Yeah. Yeah, e-commerce, I do more, a lot of drop shipping. And affiliate marketing also. And I'm trying to try and learn other assets except that. Those are two things I'm doing so for now. But
online
I'm open to
marketing and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to understand. Online. Okay,
yeah.
Online. Your interfaces with people online. Okay. No, that's cool.
So that's what I'm trying to. But you would be surprised that people are able, are ready to pay more if you give them good service. Trust me. I was very shocked.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first that shocked me. For the same product, I was like, wow, you'd be surprised.
Right on.
And so many of our products we pay is not the price that we're supposed to pay. If you knew what manufacturer are putting as per se what they're giving us compared to you, customer, at least you're paying 40-50% more compared to what
That's
we
why
pay.
You should build everything yourself, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just messing with you, man.
Well, 40-50% more. That's what that shocked me also when I started my e-commerce. I didn't know. So.
Yeah, the middleman thing is, yeah, that's one way to go.
It's huge. Where's everybody? Brian?
Brian had to go check the mail, okay. So I am in charge.
No problem,
you know. Melissa.
And then, okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Somebody cue the Jaws music.
The dog music. That's funny.
But, yeah. But I'm sorry. Everything changed with because of the internet. Now people know the real price. Now people have no excuse now. None.
Yeah,
so
but can I toss a different concept into your head? Because of the internet, everything is IKEA, which is a planned obsolescence. So if I build a custom thing, I can sell that for $2,500, where you could buy a similar thing from IKEA that's going to fall apart in 3 years.
Yes, junk.
I agree. I agree with you. I think the quality went way down for a lot of stuff. I would agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Look at phone now.
We were talking about everybody. Well, not everybody. I think more women want to order from Temu, right? And I tried.
Is that a real thing? Oh,
yeah,
that a real thing? I thought that was a scam,
yeah.
Like that dollar
no.
thing.
No.
No, it's really
no.
real.
Yeah, I've
and
received
that,
two
is that,
orders.
Is that cheaper? Is that cheaper product, though? Is that, like, lesser?
No.
It depends. It depends what it is,
but...
Yeah, you can buy, like... the most that I spent, like, under 25 both times. I didn't really want to take a risk. Shipping is free. It takes a little bit longer. They're good with their...
What did you order?
Kind of like gadgets. I was more into that, you know, to test them out. One of them was like these little things that make it so a rug doesn't slip. And for $250, they work really well, right? I didn't make any huge, big purchases, anything. I just wanted to see. It is real. Yeah. And the tracking is really good.
I have an automatic distrust of China.
Well, I'll tell you, the same stuff that I bought on Temu was in Amazon for $15 more. Same stuff.
It was the same exact thing?
Same exact thing.
There's a lot of gadgets that you don't see anywhere. Like... I guess you'd have to look on Amazon, but just weird little gadgets. Weird
when you
stuff.
Say gadgets, mean I'm a carpenter, so gadgets mean a little bit different. What do you mean by gadgets?
I don't know, little things that, you know, like there was this one thing that I got from my sink that it fits around so it doesn't, no water will splash around. It's rubber. I consider that a gadget to me. You know what I mean?
Oh, not mechanical. Just like a thing that makes life easier.
Okay. And they have cameras for you that are cheap that you kind of like, they look like light bulbs. I didn't get those that you screw into your light socket outside, but it's a camera.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's weird
things. from the CCP. I don't know. I don't trust that. that's gonna have some kind of tracking device.
I didn't get those. Yeah, but you could think device, sure.
The things bought, there's no way there'd be any tracking on them or anything. Like, they're just
I didn't get any electronics. No.
You mean that country that literally has police departments in both of our countries right now?
Yeah, that one.
Huh, okay.
That
there's
one.
No way that they would be able to put any kind of tracking or camera devices on that thing.
You mean, I understand what you're saying with an outside light. I get, or security system. I get what you're saying. No, I didn't buy that. No, no, no. No.
Okay. So Timu is not fake.
It is not fake. No. Mm-mm.
No, I've been using
it. Just takes a longer time to ship the lesser
or
lower quality products.
Not that
probably
long.
Probably about a week and a half.
They're fairly fast.
But it's free shipping, which is, that's an allure. Everybody knows that.
That's good, but that means it's faster than AliExpress or Alibaba.
Yeah. The quality of product is lesser, though, right?
No.
It depends on what you buy.
I wouldn't buy something for super cheap unless it was, like, ridiculously, you know.
These were
like,
ridiculously cheap.
Well, I mean, I saw stuff on Temu that made absolutely no sense, like carpentry tools that were, like, 5% of the price. And I'm pretty sure that if I bought a chisel from Temu and I hit the back of it with a hammer, it would break on the wood.
You'd be done. Yeah. They're probably little kids' toys, right? I mean, there's stuff. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't buy anything like that from there. No way.
No. You got to be careful what you're doing.
Yeah, I know, but my default
is
just don't do it at all.
But the stuff I was buying, there's no jeopardy at all.
Josh,
I'd be
live life on the edge. Okay? So I wanted to get Timu a try.
She's over there diving out of airplanes, buying stuff on Temu.
I was living on the edge.
She's over there finding caves in the Amazon to just walk
exactly
into, as you do.
On Yep. I'm usually like a regulated person. When I order something, I research it and, you know, read 8 million reviews, make sure I know where it's coming from. So, yeah, this was different for me. It was kind of hard.
8 million.
Well, close to it.
I'll have to take your word on that one.
I don't buy anything without reading about it.
After I read like 50 and everybody is misspelling every word, I'm just like,
then you can worry. Yes.
Didn't know that people use language that's not language.
They do all the time. All the time.
And let me tell you what happened when I realized. When I realized that you could use words that aren't actually words, I wrote a book.
Big.
Using no words.
Using no words. Using words. Yeah, I know what you mean. Some people do it all the time. They reinvented the English language. I hear it all the time. Right?
Which word bothers
you the most that gets mispronounced? Mine is irregardless, and it should be regardless. That bothers me so much.
No, irregardless, IR is, but see, that's the whole thing, is I pay attention to English class. IR is ear. That's the opposite. So irregardless means guardless.
Don't even say that word.
Melissa, everyone. My God, I'm impressed. There you go, baby.
Don't use that word.
Somebody should throw that lady a parade.
You know what?
All day and all night.
You make a, Melissa, you make a great co-host. You know that? You're pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Look at your talent.
Really?
No, I'm serious. Thank you. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you. Every,
you're everybody, welcome. Everybody, stop saying
everybody,
mean things about Brian. He's back.
He's back. We're going to shut up about him.
Oh, God. I sat and listened to Melissa leading the group, and I actually sat here. I got back 2 minutes ago, but she sounded really good. She carries it on.
Yeah, Melissa.
Thank you so much. Look at that.
Brian,
no, really
good. Are you saying that's a missed opportunity?
I'm saying that too. I may need a co-host, and she sounds great. She sounds wonderful.
No, she is excellent. She should probably be the one.
But I have to ask Stanley because Stanley is very protective of beautiful. Stanley is very protective. He may not want her on the radio. Right, Stanley?
I know. Stanley.
I trust Melissa. I know she would be better for
Stanley,
you.
You're funny.
She would control you of the crazy things that you said and everything. No, Melissa, you know what? Yeah, you can have Melissa as a co-host. It will calm you. Yeah, you can handle it. I have no problem.
Yeah, no problem.
I trust Melissa. I trust
Just
Melissa.
Keep your penis in your pants, Brian.
Exactly. I've never heard yes in paragraph form before. That's awesome.
No, you did very well. I'm very impressed. Thank you, Melissa. You did really good.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, Melissa.
You know,
you're welcome. I needed this stroke to my ego.
I did. I know.
You did really well.
All right? Things are going over there? Things are going sweet?
What?
Last time I spoke to you, you were going through some. Are you all right?
How's your leg?
Oh, my leg. Do you know what they found today?
What?
They left 8 staples in.
Was definitely expecting you to say that you grew a tail. Keep going.
No, 8 staples. They've got to come back and. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yep, shit like that.
This
happens.
Is why you only get surgery in the UAE. Everybody?
I know. No, I'm actually doing really well. I'm actually ahead of schedule, so that's good.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Good.
I wasn't gonna let this shit keep me down. You know what I mean? I'm one of those people.
You're one of those.
Yep.
She came out there. She's like, she spread her wings and she's like, "Yep, I'm gonna jump off this building. Let's go."
No, at first you're like, when you've never been through anything like this, and I hope nobody that I know goes through it because it's really awful. But you know, you kind of like in the beginning, you're like, "Oh my God, how am I gonna do this?" And then you're just like, "Okay, you know, you gotta do it."
And then you just be one of those tough ones, and you get through it, and then you come out on
just
the other
get
end.
Yeah.
Good on you, lady.
But these things, you can't give up. You know what I mean? But you know, beforehand, I wasn't a sedentary person, so I think that helps. Do you know what I mean?
Mhm.
So you know, I wasn't like that. And that helps.
Well, I'm happy. Other than the obvious detriment, I'm happy you're doing better.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Just these.
No problem.
Yeah, that kind of an injury is really tough to deal with.
I think more physically for a while that the pain was like nothing I've ever had. And then it was emotional. You know? It was like, what the hell, you know?
Yeah.
I'm used to doing everything for myself.
So that worldwide wrestling federation, the music, what music are you going to walk out to?
Oh, you know what? Probably, I don't know.
It either needs to be really awesome or
no.
really hilarious.
I'm going to go old school and go Eye of the Tiger. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Respect.
Pretty good.
Okay. Yep,
pretty good.
Old school. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
No, respect.
Yeah.
That'd be the right song, too.
Yeah. That's true. Pat, how are you feeling? I noticed you had said something about being in pain on Facebook.
Oh, it's part of my problem. I have six diseases, honey, so.
Okay.
You know.
I wish
that would have been regular knowledge before I made fun of Canada and you had to defend it. I apologize.
Don't do that, please. No, I can actually relate because I couldn't before, but now I can.
No.
So make fun of Canada
now
harder. Okay.
No.
You know, our
subject,
I have to remind everybody our subject is small business. We're still doing small business promotion Friday.
Okay.
And I.
Sorry.
And Stanley, I want to thank you and King and Josh and Melissa and Pat. You guys contributed to Small Business Friday. Thank you, Melissa, for hosting co-hosting with today. No, divorce is big business. Divorce is big
if
business.
If you're an asshole, yes.
I don't know. I don't know.
The people that monetize divorce are not assholes in any way. I'm sorry. Which ones are those?
It's a business. Things need to be done. And in America, it's a $1 billion business. It's a $1 billion industry in America.
That should be sad to you, not a marketing scheme.
Why? It happens. I want you to listen
it
to this.
It happens because we're
minutes.
Morally bankrupt as a society.
Well, not all of us. Every American is absolute that we're morally bankrupt. But.
No, but Brian, it's too easy to get divorced now. It's like, hey, a lot of people forgot marriage is not about your happiness. Marriage is about family. Marriage, especially when you have kids, it's not about you. It's about both of you bringing together a kid and raising it up. It's supposed to be the symbol of your love and everything. And there's sometimes you're not going to be happy with your partner. But now people in 2023, as soon as they're not happy, I want to divorce you. I'm not
right.
happy anymore.
Right.
No.
Marriage is not about happiness. It's a promise before God and community that you're going to stay with this individual person across the aisle from you for the rest of your life. Through sickness and health, for better or for worse.
But that fairy tale has left the building because
it's not a fairy tale.
If you are divorced,
you are a liar.
What?
What are you talking about?
If you get divorced, oh no, I'm not nice about it. I'm sorry. I don't know if everybody knew that. I'm Catholic.
Okay.
If you promise in front of your friends and family and community.
My condolence that you're Catholic, but continue.
It's not. No. Oh, do we? Are you kidding me? We're the scariest people on the planet. No.
Yes,
if you
are.
Promise before God and community
yes, you
that you are going to stick with this person, you swear an oath. That's what a vow is. Yeah, you swear an oath. And then you break that oath because it's inconvenient for you or something. There's only three reasons in Christianity to break the vow of marriage. You guys ready to hear that?
Yeah.
Abuse, adultery. What's the third one? It starts with an A. Abandonment.
Abuse, adultery, and abandonment. Abuse doesn't count. A lot of people, the Catholics will tell you to work on the marriage. They'd rather you work on a marriage than divorce. So abuse doesn't count.
Yeah, it actually does.
But the thing about it is, it's big business. Even people who live together
You're talking your side of the aisle, divorce.
Divorce is big. It's $1 billion business. It's $1 billion business.
Yes, and that is very sad to me.
Why?
Because you're literally breaking apart families for profit.
Look,
let's
just be honest about marriage. You really don't know the person you're married to or you're getting married to. You don't know them.
That's not the point of marriage, is it, though?
The information
the point
that
of marriage is compromise and the ability to negotiate for the rest of your life.
A lot of people are not great negotiators. You're trusting the other person that the information that you're receiving that you've been dating is correct.
Okay, so
find out that
it's
not correct.
Stanley?
Is the person that you're potentially going to marry a manipulative, deceitful person?
Right. Yes.
No, I'm asking. No. I'm asking you, sir.
Well, yes. There are manipulative, of course. That's what dating is about.
I'm aware that people are like that. I know human behavior. I'm very well aware.
The majority of the people who are looking to get married are very deceiving. It's deceptive.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
I agree with that. I'm saying that if you're going to get married to a person, then you are agreeing to tolerate the potential chance that they're going to be terrible.
No.
And
nobody thinks like that.
Are you kidding me?
Nobody
are you kidding
thinks
me?
Like that.
Everybody
no,
has
kidding.
Done that for the past 3,000
no.
years. Brand new. You're brand new into this. You just came in here in the last like 60, 70 years and you're brand new to this game and you're going to try to change it? No. Humanity does not change because of our modern day preferences.
Yeah, way people think, yes. And a commitment that people
the
feel,
way
yes.
People think,
it does change.
There's been a change in society.
Everything is worse now.
No, it's
agreed?
Not. No,
it's
not. It's
not worse.
No. It's never been
really?
Worse. It's always been the same. People divorce and
yeah,
divorce.
No, it has not. That is
yes,
so
it
ridiculous.
Has. People
but,
were
no,
divorced back in after Christ. People were divorcing, leaving each other.
I think that the issue why our society got a little bit worse is because we have more choices. That changed everything. Before, like
okay.
you said, you would go to school and whatever, and you would meet the girl that you met at school, and you would marry her for the rest of your life. Now people have so many choices. I think the whole thing changed with the social media thing. That didn't help. When everybody
I agree
school
with you
is
there.
A brand new thing too. School is a brand new thing too. Most people were illiterate until about 150 years ago.
Okay, true.
All
I
of
agree
this
with
stuff
him.
Is brand new.
Okay.
I'm just saying
but
all
no
of this stuff is brand new. We're trying to catch up. We are no. People are trying to catch up with the new technology we keep inventing over and over again. Everything is a shiny object. A shiny object is attractive.
Well,
yeah, I get that.
I disagree. If you
I'm
love
sorry,
someone,
which part of that do you disagree with?
That people are easily distracted by a shiny object and that...
Yes, we
are.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. You must be a young guy. You must be taught well. What I'm saying to you is love. Your heart is your heart.
What the hell are you talking about love?
Your commitment
I'm not
your
talking
commitment.
About love. I'm talking about your attention span.
Well, you know, attention span leads to cheating. It leads to insecurity. There's
what?
A lot of things involved in attention span here.
Where are you getting this from?
Life, my son. You must grow and
so
become one.
So attention span leads to adultery.
Yes,
yeah.
It does. Yes, it does.
What?
Learn. And you will learn, my son. Because if you can't keep a person's attention, they're always wondering, they're always curious, they're always looking for the next thing, or they could be seduced to a new situation, it leads to a lot of adultery.
Okay, and the point I was just making is that we are having shorter attention spans because of new technology.
But love is love. You can have technology. I know what you're saying,
what the
Josh.
Hell is that?
Well, are you saying
because
we have technology that people are going astray and cheat? Is that what you're leading to?
No, that actually sounds like what you're saying. You're saying
well, yeah,
love is love, and I'm saying...
Divorce. I'm on the subject of divorce.
I'm saying that everybody that has ever existed and that is existing now and that will ever exist is responsible entirely for everything that they will ever do in their life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I didn't get it.
No, if you cheat, you're wrong. I don't care about your attention span. If you do something stupid, it's on you because you chose to do something stupid. You are entirely responsible for every
yeah,
single thing you do.
Yeah, but we told before that. Why do you do something stupid? Why do you cheat?
Because
that's
you're stupid.
No, it's not because you're stupid. It's not because
why
it's not
is that
easy.
Not even on your table? That
no,
people
it's
do
not that
stupid
easy.
Stuff.
It's absolute because you're dumb. It's not it.
Yeah.
No,
no, I'm not saying I'm not saying that that's the ultimate reason. I'm saying that if you do something stupid in that moment, you are stupid because you're doing something stupid.
But why are
you,
you
are
doing
what
that
you are doing
in the first place? Why are you there in the first place to do something stupid?
Because
I'm saying
I think
that
a lot you're of
people
responsible are regardless of why.
Yeah.
No, it's not regardless of why. Why is the reason? Why would somebody jeopardize their life, their love, their marriage to do something stupid? That's the why. That's
because
very
they're not happy.
Because they're stupid?
But because
they're
Brian,
not
like
happy.
Said, exactly, they're not
no,
happy. And it goes back to what you said.
Happiness has
marriage
never
is,
been a component
not,
of humanity.
Exactly. I agree.
Oh.
Yeah.
But why aren't they happy? Why are they happy, Pat? Why aren't they happy, Stanley? What is it?
Well,
what
look at all the movies we're seeing. It's romantic things. It's like, oh my God, you go to the you see a movie, the guy does crazy shit the whole time of the movie, and then he gets the girl in a romantic way, and we be romanticizing the whole relationship. We don't tell the truth when you see a movie and things like that. And people when they get
exactly.
married. They romanticize the marriage. They think that marriage is going to be, like you said, it's not a duty anymore. It's like every day, okay, I'm able to take care. I'm able to be happy with my partner. Yeah. It lost the duty. It lost what he said. I agree 100%. It used to be a duty. It used to be, like he said, you were speaking, basically doing a vow, and people don't care about vow anymore. I agree with him with that. Because if we did, there would be a lot of stuff that would be. Look at our country. We don't care about vow. We don't even do our vow in front of for just the flag. We don't even do the vow of the flag anymore. So we don't even care about that anymore.
Why
and it
is
used to
nobody
be like
high-fiving this guy? I'm sorry. No,
people,
I was just going to say the trivium.
People are breaking away from the traditional vows to do
I
their
know, own
vows.
I know, and that's the problem
that's
with
a,
the world
that's
right
a
now.
Warning.
Yeah.
That's a warning
yes.
sign right there. That's a warning.
Because
I know. Okay, but Brian, what I was saying is the trivium. You can solve
yeah.
almost every problem when it comes to other people if you run it through the trivium. Who, what, where, when, how, and why.
Why is because of their they think happiness is this, where there used to be a tradition, like you said, that basically you're doing a vow with God and in front of your friends. A lot of people don't believe in God also. A lot of people don't even respect the vow, like you said, because like you said, it was for better or for worse. I'm sorry. A lot of people don't really take that as better for worse. A lot of people, I would say to them, like you said, I think they should, before getting married, they should have the hard question. Are you able to stay with me if I get paralyzed? A lot of people would say no. Are you able to
yes.
stay with this man if he lost his job? A lot of women would say no. And if that's the case, you shouldn't marry that person. You know, there's a lot
exactly.
of questions that we need to ask before we get married. And a lot of people are waking up and everything. Are you going to stay with me when you're not happy? And if your woman says no or the man says no, do not get married to that person. Because you're going to have tough times between you two. If you don't cheat,
happiness
yeah.
as we have it societally right now, happiness is fleeting. Stuff that makes you smile
no.
might make
no.
you angry a moment
no.
later. Yes. No, that's
no.
actually true.
It's not fleeting.
It's actually true.
Look. No, it's not, Josh. Love is
yeah,
love.
Yeah, I guarantee you that's actually true.
Okay.
Josh,
well, love is,
I'm happy
love
most
is love.
Of the time.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things there is a lot of things
fulfilled
put their
is
happy,
what we should
their,
be aiming for as people.
Yeah, I would agree that happiness, a lot of people are putting their happiness in material things. They're not happy, so they go to Amazon and everything, let me buy something to make me happy. You'll be happy in the moment, but you won't. It doesn't bring you the happiness or the peace inside of you. A lot of people go to that.
Yeah.
Or a lot of people go to their happiness by going just to YouTube. You know, let me go get... Brian, how many people are able to say, even me, I'm one of the first ones who will tell you I have a hard time. Tell me to take
right.
my phone for one day, to have one day without my phone.
I'll
right.
have a really hard
right.
time. I'll freak
hey,
out.
Hey, yeah. Sammy. Hey, Sammy. Can you put your phone down in a drawer in your dresser in your bedroom for one day and not touch it?
It would be
no.
very hard.
No,
I would be
Stanley.
Able,
Stanley,
would,
not
I
Sammy.
Be,
it's Stanley with a T. Stanley.
Yeah. No. I would have a hard time doing it. But I would be able to do it, but I would have a really hard
okay.
time.
Okay. I'm
but
sorry.
Wait
I apologize
guys,
for mispronouncing
off track
your name.
Here.
But
we're getting off track here. You're right. But you know what, Stanley? You can still be happy with a good woman knowing that you have to take care of business. So I don't think a woman would divorce you because you're successful and you're an entrepreneur.
No.
I'm
saying it should be very
I,
difficult for somebody to get divorced because they're unhappy in that moment.
Yeah, but it is too easy now because of the like you said. What is it? The default. What is it?
Divorce is big.
No fault divorce.
No fault
divorce.
Divorce
is a billion-dollar business.
But yeah,
the
but Brian,
why it is dating is built on deceit. Lies.
There is no difference between dating and marriage if you can
yes,
sign
is.
A piece of paper and end your
there
marriage.
There's no difference. What are you
There's
talking about?
There's no difference
about?
If all it takes is a signature on a piece of paper and a lawyer's
no,
office.
No. I'm talking of when you're dating, you're putting your best foot forward. They're not seeing you're hiding your flaws to the last moment.
If you're dishonest, yes.
Well,
if you're dishonest,
dishonest
while dating,
you think most
yes.
women are honest when they're dating? Do you really, John?
I'm not worried about that.
Well,
I'm,
no, that's
you
not
know
the
me.
Subject that you're
I'm,
worried
I'm
about.
Very,
it.
I'm very
saying,
inquisitive.
Do you think that most women are honest when they're dating? No.
No, women are not very honest creatures to begin with. Yes, sir. I agree with
oh,
that.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
you
oh,
went,
oh, boy.
Oh, see, you went overboard.
The depends on the
just,
woman.
I know. One of my boxes there's. You know,
I'm sorry. Am I lying about anything?
No, you're not. There's some women who are honest, but there's some women who are not. I would
I'm not.
Say
I'm not
woman.
You know what?
That
the women that are honest
too,
these days
Stanley.
Are women who are already married, in my age, at least.
Josh,
yes, ma'am?
Think you generalize too much because, you know, men and women are dishonest.
Okay, well,
it's not just
here, can I say this statement, and it's a two-parter. Can you hear me out on this?
Yeah.
I don't trust women.
That's your prerogative.
Okay, here's the part two. I don't trust men either, but I'm not trying to sleep with them.
I don't know. That's debatable. That's your allegation.
Yeah, but
Brian,
but,
I have so much ammunition. Please don't make me unload.
I do too, buddy. You should see my arsenal. I do too. But what
this
I'm saying
this man's over there. He's over there with water guns. Like, try me, bro.
No, I got a full nuclear arsenal, my friend. But what I'm trying to say.
Oh, come on! Why are you trying to destroy worlds, Oppenheimer?
What I'm trying to say is, men and women lie, especially when they're dating.
Yes.
And then,
yes.
and then they fall in love with the lies or the person that they present themselves to be. And
yes.
you fall in love with that, and then they get married.
I don't disagree with any of that.
No, I just got to go over it. I'm not trying to convince you, Josh. I just got to still show. I just got to
There's
recap.
Nothing I'm saying that the moment that you make that promise before God and community, you have
well,
to throw away your pettiness. You have
no.
to struggle to maintain so long as there is not abuse, abandonment, or adultery.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, we'll get there. But I'm saying why the divorce is a billion-dollar business is because you find out that your mate is not who they said they were, or they're very, like you said, abusive.
Then be inquisitive the entire time.
Find out they have other But you don't find
right.
that out
Brian,
when you're dating.
You're an inquisitive. You are actually very inquisitive, so I don't know why you're even trying to defend this. The lady
I
that you are with.
I am not defending it,
you,
but it's true. It's
I'm
a fact,
saying
Jack,
that
it's
you.
It's a billion-dollar business. Divorce is good.
I
in
know.
A business.
It's a billion-dollar business because there are people that are unlike you and I and several other people in this country and this world who don't ask questions. They're just so astonished that somebody would talk to them. Yeah.
What?
Because it's very
Don't put me in that category.
Married.
Don't put me in that category.
What are you talking about? No, I said you were the... Okay. All right, everybody heard me try to give Brian a compliment, and then he rejected it, so everything I say from now on is going to be an insult.
Yes.
Oh,
thank
no.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm not doing that.
I'm just, David left, but I'm going to ask him. I mean, I'm looking in the room. How many people are divorced? And guess what? I'm looking in the room right now. No one here is
divorced.
It's
sad and depressing.
No, no one here is divorced. No one at all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I
You're
am.
Talking about divorce.
Wait a minute.
Pat, are you divorced? I thought you were with your... I thought you were with... Really?
I've been with John for 23 years, but no, I've been divorced twice.
Wow!
The first,
did you feel good? Can I ask you? Was that a good feeling?
No. Oh hell no.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's my point. It breaks your freaking heart. It breaks the heart of everyone that showed up to your wedding.
Yes,
but when
like,
you find out your husband is fucking your cousin when you're getting married and
okay,
during the honeymoon.
I'm sorry, did I not mention that adultery was a reason for divorce? Yes. Okay, if that's the case, then okay.
That's on your honeymoon?
Abandonment,
now?
Abuse, and adultery.
Yep.
Wow.
Those are the
you
only
messing
two reasons
with my
that
cousin.
Are legitimate reasons.
Wow.
Okay, I apologize,
you know,
ma'am.
I
I'm sorry that
cousin,
happened to you.
Pat. I don't know if I would blame the guy. Pat, did you blame your cousin? Or did you blame the guy?
Oh, yeah. No, I told my cousin she had 3 days to leave town or I'd kill her.
Yeah, that's good.
And that is...
Wow.
She left town for 10 years.
Oh, Jesus. And how about the second time? Why did you get divorced the second time?
The second time? Oh, he took up with somebody.
Okay.
I was too sick, and he didn't want to be with somebody that sick.
Okay.
I just want to reiterate that there are three legitimate reasons, and ma'am, you have posted two. I'm just saying. People can be trash. That's actually our basic nature. That's our baseline. Being terrible and selfish is our baseline.
I think the number one reason why people get divorced is financial. I think abuse is at the last.
That's because you are American.
If you had to be the top five, abuse would be number five. I think the number one reason they'll leave is financial. It's number one. They'll ignore the abuse. They will deny abuse. They will excuse abuse. They will be embarrassed of the abuse and stay in a relationship to make it work. They will use excuses to stay in a relationship. I can't leave because of the kids. I'm so embarrassed. Or he has a drinking problem. He's going. You get the idea. But I think the number one reason why people get divorced is financial. I do think
American
it's financial.
I went to Davao in the Philippines to find my wife.
Uh-huh.
So, which will have been information. Yeah, Asians.
I want
do
you guys.
That.
Okay, I want you guys to listen to this, including you, Josh.
Say that again, Josh. Josh, say that again. What did you say? I missed that part.
There's a different mentality in different parts of the world. Everybody has different cultural things. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to the Philippines.
No, but what did you... Okay, you went to the Philippines. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Very different
8 years
head
ago.
Trip. Very different head trip.
My brother's
no.
Wife, his third wife, is Filipino. And she's been married 6 times.
Yeah, that's why you don't pick them up on a street corner.
He did.
I'm so sorry. That was so easy. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No,
that was right, so
we're
easy.
Going to.
No,
I want to listen to this. We only got a little bit of period.
I couldn't even believe
Stanley,
he was going to do it.
How much time do
again,
I have
right?
you? How much do I have you, Stanley?
My
you have me now.
You
have
I've
me
got
now.
A lot here.
Okay, you guys, hold up. Stanley, how long do I have you?
I'm here, Brian. You have me now. You have me for...
All right,
for
what I want to do is I want you to... I'm going to play this for 3 minutes. I just say that, Stanley, because every time I play something, you leave. But this is the reason why divorce is a billion-dollar business. And I'm going to mute everybody so you can hear it. So hang in there. Here we go. Okay. There's two. Death is a billion-dollar business, too, but divorce is a billion-dollar business. Here we go. Thank you.
drug is chemical, emotional. It is an absolute drug. It will make you do things that you never thought. Emotions, find out, and I would kill for you, right? He's married you.
We're going to do a ceremony where you take your vows back. I will not honor and cherish you, and I will not hold you when you're sick, and blah, 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 blah. And then at the end of the unvowing, her father took her back up the aisle.
We're all brought up with the happily ever after myth. Marry, and you're going to live happily ever after. So we really have these deep expectations. But in America, statistically, it's one divorce every 36 seconds.
One divorce every 36 seconds.
An evolving species. We're getting more conscious about how we're doing everything. Why not divorce? It's time. We're long overdue for this evolution.
I'm Charlotte, and I'm not what you would call the marrying kind. Like most of my generation, our lives have been blighted by someone's divorce. Okay, take these guys, look at them in the first throes of love. They're so crazy in love that they don't even care that it's freezing and raining. She's going to take the kids, he's going to take the money, he's going to run off with a hot blonde. It's all over. I give it 5 years. The reality is that 50% of first marriages end in divorce. Divorce is almost as normal as marriage, and that means the divorce industry is booming. It's worth billions. I may sound bitter, but...
Divorce industry is booming. It's booming. It's like stock. 50% of people will end up in divorce in their first marriage. 50%. It's business, baby. It's business, and it's true. If divorce was on the public market and the stock exchange, I would put it, I would pile my money into divorce. I would pile my
ready?
Money in divorce, and it would
Are
make
you mentally
me
prepared
money.
For what's about to happen?
Go ahead. You got 30 seconds, Josh. Go.
Divorce is as popular as marriage in secular countries because heathens.
What? Pagans? Pagans?
No, heathens. Pagans are people what? That believe nature is their deity. Heathens are people just pretty much anyone that's not Christian. Go ahead, bud.
All right. What I'm saying is in real, okay, could be because of heathens or demons or entities or UFOs,
no, not
whatever.
Demons, because people
whatever.
Are selfish idiots. Yeah,
no,
that's why
it's not. It's two
so
people.
Prevalent.
But Josh, okay, let's go from the beginning. Do you believe in divorce? It doesn't sound like you believe in divorce. It doesn't sound like you.
No, I'm Catholic. And actually, did you know that like 80% of the time women are the ones that initiate divorce? And it's not because of financial reasons or adultery or anything. It's because they get bored. Keep going.
I disagree. I disagree with that.
No, I'm
I
sorry.
I disagree.
That's
we can have a different
Okay, do you want to hear from me on that subject?
Yes, I do. Go shoot, Pat.
Okay, well, I read cards for people, and I am absolutely disgusted some of the time that women have a really good husband, good kids, good situation, nice house, and they start fucking around because God knows what reason. Their husband's boring or their life is boring. And they throw it all away. They throw everything away. Like, gee whiz.
Yeah. Women get bored. And they throw everything away. Yes, ma'am. That's normal. That's normal in the Western world.
I don't think it's because of boredom. How can you be bored? Stanley, do you believe in boredom, that a woman could get bored and say, I'm just going to leave you because I'm bored?
I think a woman will leave you if you stop doing what you have to do as a man and everything. If you're not the leader of your family anymore, if you are not the captain of your family, if you let your women lead you, if you don't show that you have a direction to the thing, then she will go bored. If you do not stand up with your boundaries that you have in your life and you say it's my way or the highway, then she will be bored. She will feel like you're not a challenge. She will not respect you. And as soon as a woman does not respect you, you're done. the relationship is done, the marriage is done, everything is done. So it is for you as a man to say to her, it's my way, the highway, it's for you with respect, it's to be the leader, to be the rock. You're supposed to be the rock. And if she doesn't believe that you're the rock anymore, she will leave you, and basically, like you said, she will try to find another rock. She will try to find another rock.
That is based entirely on if the woman shares your ethical values and Christian values. If she doesn't share those values at all, if she doesn't believe in God,
then all it takes for her to no longer look at you the same way is for her to find any reason to be bored with you.
Josh, you said that was interesting. Hold on. You don't believe in God. What does God have to do with divorce?
Because you're doing a vow in front of God and your friends. Those are your two things.
What about pagans?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't believe in God.
Nobody cares about pagans. We haven't done that for like 800 years. Keep going.
What? Pagans are alive
and well.
Nobody
cares about pagans?
Pagans
are
alive
and well.
They are alive and well.
That's adorable.
And we steal holidays from them. We need them around so we can steal more shit from them, so the Christians can steal shit from the pagans. The pagans are the cool kids.
You're telling me that I can pull up on Pat's house right now and take her lawnmower?
And the Christians are the nerds. So the nerds will steal Facebook kids.
I was making a sarcastic joke saying that I could go to Pat's house right now and take her lawnmower.
Why?
I was just you read cards. That's some pagan stuff. That's some pagans. I don't know. I don't do that.
Well, Halloween's a pagan. Do you do Halloween, Josh? It's pagan.
No, I'm Catholic.
Well, Catholics do Halloween. What does that have to do with
no,
it?
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Catholics
no, we don't.
Do Halloween.
No, we don't. Are you talking about All Saints Day, November 1st?
What about
the
day
after Halloween?
Do Catholics celebrate the Dawn of the Dead?
The Dawn of the Dead? Are you talking about that zombie movie?
That's
no.
The Italian Mexicans. The Mortons.
What?
It's Mexican people that do muerte, right?
Day of the Dead. Isn't that in May?
Josh, I went to Catholic school, and we threw some Halloween bashes like you don't even know. Okay?
Exactly.
I want to point out that when she's talking about her time in Catholic school, this is why Catholic people get a bad reputation in school, because cocaine. Cocaine is a hell of a drug, guys. Don't do it. Not even one.
Yep, that's true. But yeah,
okay.
I was actually kidding.
I have to override your stand-up, put some substance into this talk. What I'm trying to say is that men and women, and I agree with Stanley, social media gives you options, beautiful options, your fantasy options. Your fantasy man and your fantasy woman on social media. Your woman never has a
period. You know why it's so terrible these days?
Oh, hold on, Josh. If you meet a woman on social media, she never has a period. She's never in a bad mood. She's always fun and glorious and beautiful 24/7. The guy, he always has a big penis because he'll send it to you if you want to see it. He's always wealthy. He's loyal. And he would never, ever hurt you. These are the basic stories of social media romance. Am I right?
No.
If I'm right, not good.
You're wrong.
Oh, well, that's what people think, anyhow.
No, but
you're
wrong.
Yes, you are wrong. The reason things used to be simpler is if you lived in a small town in North Dakota and there was a attractive female, then that was the attractive female of your town. And people would fight for her attention and whatnot. That's great. But now, if there's an attractive female in some random small town in North Dakota, all she has to do is get a social media profile, and then some guy from the Emirates will fly her out on his private jet because he's a prince or something. There's no more – it's not local competition anymore. It's worldwide competition.
Yeah. See, what are you doing, a dating game? It's not a game, Josh.
It's not
love.
No, it's not.
He's not going to go out with the prince and the Emirates because he's
in
love with he's in love with Bubba.
The same reason that you are so easily ready to accept divorce is the reason that it's not.
Divorce is good. Divorce is a billion-dollar business. And I'm going to tell you something. I am.
You should feel really bad about saying that, buddy.
I am.
No, that's terrible.
Fan of people. No, you're not. I am
a fan
of people. I'm a fan of people making it work. I'm a big fan of people making it work. But
it
I'm not a
okay,
fan
if
of
you
people
get married,
staying in a situation.
I want to ask
because,
you a question.
Wait,
this
Josh,
is important.
Josh, you got to let me talk. I'm not a fan of people staying in a situation where they're being abused, where they're being hurt, where they're being not respected. I like to know
I
that they
literally
have an
laid out three reasons.
I like
and
to know
they
have an option
them
to leave that situation, which is divorce.
I
and
laid
make
out
him
three
pay
legitimate
for
reasons to leave, and you keep ignoring
well, there's
them.
There's other legitimate reasons to leave, and they don't have to be legitimate.
What other
reasons,
reason is
Josh?
There other than abuse, abandonment, adultery?
If any reason, it doesn't have to be your quote
boredom
legitimate reason. It could be
boredom
a reason that's but known to them that they had enough. And it may not qualify under your three reasons. It could be other reasons.
What
but
other
if you want to leave, I like to know
there
you have the option. Stanley, you're not a big fan of divorce, are you? You're not a big fan.
Nope.
But yet
okay,
you had a girlfriend,
yeah,
you had a girlfriend, and you broke up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I broke up because she basically didn't do one of the stuff that I told her. Honestly.
Right.
I would have
hey,
never broke up.
Did you promise before God and community to spend the rest of your life with her?
Well, I wanted her to be the mother of my kid. And of course, she would have been mother of my kid.
I'm just saying,
did
you make that promise before God and community?
I would have made that promise before God and community if she would have kept her word. I wanted to, she would have been the mother of my kid, and of course, before being the mother of my kid, I would have proposed to her, and I would have gotten
no,
married.
No, sir, I'm saying, did you do that, though? Was that a ceremony?
No, I didn't do
okay
that. I was going out with her. She was my girlfriend. And
okay,
the next
how about this?
Was,
okay, Josh, you went on that religious reason? I'll ask you. Here you go, Stanley. Did you have premarital sex with her?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, in a Catholic eyes, you are a sinner and you should be sent to hell.
Yeah, I know.
You had premarital sex
no
with this woman without getting married. You should go to hell
this
in a Catholic eyes.
I love this, Stanley. Do you want to know what actually happens?
So
there
you go.
With
strict
there Orthodox religion.
It doesn't really matter.
You hate the sin, not the
religion
sinner. If you repent,
you can't have it both ways, Josh. You cannot have a promise to God. And,
you think that people making people sinning like we do every day. You think that that's the end
but
all?
Why are you okay with that? Why are you okay with people sinning?
Because you can repent from doing
because
something
why can't
stupid
you repent
in more recoil.
But why can't you
repent?
That's not a mistake. That's a broken promise.
I see. Sinning is a mistake. And marriage is a broken promise.
Divorce is a broken promise.
Get promise. Yeah, it's a broken vow. You've broken the vow that you did. It's the vow
Stanley,
that you did.
Stanley, but you don't
God
believe
and
in God. But wait, hold on.
I know. I do not believe in God, but by the same token,
yeah,
I would still got married. And the only way you could get married to be legit is through being married for those vows. I would have took those
I
vows
understand
very seriously.
Well, not necessarily. You can make your own vows. You don't have to vow to God.
I know you have the
other
ability to do that because it's a state-sanctioned thing now where you can go have a non-religious ceremony so long as you pay for the contract, the marriage certificate.
I'm trying to tell them that. So, Stanley, if you have a non-ceremonial wedding that doesn't have to do with God, vows to God, would you do it?
It wouldn't be the same, Brian. It's not the same.
But Stanley, if you don't believe in God, why would you get married
in
a traditional ceremony? I don't understand.
Because it's a vow. Like I said, I take the vow very seriously. It's beyond you.
It's something that basically it's about.
I want to make a secret handshake with this guy.
Yeah, it's a vow.
Don't shake
thing.
Hands with the devil.
Brian, I take the vow very seriously. That's why before you get married, you make sure that the woman honesty, trust, and respect. And she wasn't honest with me. That's why she was not the mother of my kid. But if she would have been honest with her.
I understand, but I don't understand why you would go to traditional marriage when you don't believe in God. I just don't understand. It's
I believe
so confusing
in the vow. But I believe in the vow that they say for better, for worse,
you're making
for sickness and health.
Somebody you don't believe in. So isn't that really kind of messing up your wedding? Isn't that putting
it's really easy? It's really easy to intervene here. He's not making a vow to a higher power. He's making a promise before community that he's going to stick with one person. Keep going.
He's not making a promise for community. He's making a promise to the Lord and God's eyes and God's will.
No, that's not. That's That's what a normal religious ceremony of wedding is.
But I agree with him. I'm making a vow in front of my friends to not break that vow. And if I'm not able to basically keep that vow in front of my friends, what does it say about me? If I'm not able,
then
if a real man
but that's the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm saying that's the same thing.
Guys, you guys are nuts.
Keep your word.
Or nuts. Stanley, he twisted it. Let me tell you something. There's
a
traditional marriage, and there's non-traditional marriage. There's traditional relationships and non-traditional relationship. Now, when you do a traditional marriage, you are vowing to God that you're making a promise to this woman in sickness and in health.
Before God and community.
And you're promising, you're putting that hand up to God and say, I promise I would do this.
Nobody
now, if you don't believe
in
the Lord, if you don't believe in the Lord, then your marriage is tainted because you're making a broken promise already in the beginning because you don't believe in God.
A religious wedding is before God and community, and non-religious wedding is before community.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say, but Stanley wants to go to a religious wedding. I said, I don't understand why you would go to a religious wedding and raise your hand and do it under God's will.
Because first of all, my ex-girlfriend was a religious person, and I would respect her choice. If you would tell me I want to get married through church, I would respect her choice and fine. That doesn't mean that I need to believe it, but I would basically, like you said, keep my vow because I am in front of my community, my friends, and my family. That would bring me this. But I don't need to believe in God for this. But for her sake, I know she would have liked to be married in a church. It's not just about me. And you know the wedding has nothing to do with a man. It has everything to do with a woman.
But it's about both of you, Stanley, if you're going to get married. It's about both of you.
Stanley, Brian has clearly taken the life choice of never doing anything ever to impress women. He has never deviated from his own self-interest to get women's attention.
No, he didn't. No,
it's never happened in his life.
Josh.
No, he has done a lot of things with – He has done a lot of things with Cindy. He has not done anything with Cindy.
But your stand-up is kind of getting a little worse. But anyway, what I'm trying to say
he
doesn't. Don't worry about it, Stanley. It's okay.
I know.
Stand-up
he doesn't have to know, Brian. I do. I'm one of your friends.
I know.
So I would say the only thing is he is dedicated. He has a vow with Cindy. He didn't have to be. Look, wait. Let's put it in context. This guy is the guy who goes to movies, who's a fucking director, who could fucking sleep with a lot of women. He could have women left and right. He's a fucking guy who has a radio show and this and that, and he has money. And he's in Los Angeles, which is the place that has the most women, more this. Just the type, just saying that he's a movie director, he could have done many things. But he didn't, because he still has a vow with Cindy. And he's been with her for 20 years with Cindy. So he still has a vow. The only thing he didn't do was marriage. But he has a vow with him. He promised himself and Cindy to be together. He could have basically do crazy things. Look at Hollywood. As long as you're a movie director, he could have done crazy things. He didn't. He's even more strong than a lot of people who are married. So for you to say that, he doesn't do anything for Cindy, who doesn't take his vow, he has a vow. It just doesn't get married, but he has a vow. just the fact that he was a director and movie thing, he has my utmost respect, and I'm his friend.
You're my brother.
So, yeah, he's my friend and my brother and everything, and I have the utmost respect of him. Sydney wouldn't be with a guy like this. Wouldn't be with a cheater and things like that. And he wouldn't be with a cheater either. He wouldn't be with a cheater. So it goes both ways.
I don't know, Melissa. Why are you laughing?
Because he said, Cindy wouldn't be with a guy like this.
She wouldn't. He would not be with a cheater or a guy who treated her wrong.
I didn't know if it was, you gave out a different impression that maybe somebody.
I'm just saying that she respects Cindy, saying Cindy would not be with a guy who would treat her wrong or aggressively.
I agree with that.
Yeah, Cindy wouldn't be with a guy who's a typical movie director who's as able to cheat as cheating left and right, which is not the case of Brian. But if we go to every movie director, how many of them are faithful? How many of them are able to look at their wife and everything and say they're faithful and they keep them married or not? I would call it maybe once in a dozen.
That could be
true. So, please.
Yeah.
Brian's tempted every day, but he doesn't do it. He made a vow. That's it. And he has his vow with his friend that has the upper respect for him. So he knows that if he does that shit, he will lose respect for me. He will lose respect for the people on the radio. And he will lose a lot of shit. He will lose my respect, and then we lose the respect that he have at the radio, and then we lose the respect of everybody in the show. So that's the reason that he's like, this girl, maybe I'm able to do something,
everything. And Stanley, you're right about one thing. I mean, and thank you, Stanley. I mean, her more than me. I mean, she's a good person. I'm not that good of a person, but I try. I wish I was better. But I could talk to ladies on the phone and joke with ladies on the phone because she could trust me knowing that I'm not going to do something stupid. And the only reason why we have that relationship is because I had to prove to her that I can be trusted. I'm saying don't completely trust me because I still got some flaws, baby. I still got some flaws.
Ryan, never admit that. I'm just kidding.
I do, Josh. I got flaws. I'm just saying we could.
I did not know that until you said it out loud.
I love you, my brother. Thank you so much. I'm just saying that I understand about religious belief, pagan as well as Christianity.
And Brian, stop putting yourself that you're not a good person. Cindy wouldn't be with you if we're not a good person.
I'm a work in progress.
Everybody's a work in progress, Brian. There's nobody. The day that you have nothing to improve in this world is the day that you die. We all have something to improve. But do not say that you're not. That's insulting me. That's insulting everybody in the show. Because if you were not a good person, everybody in the show wouldn't be listening to you and respecting you. That's insulting you as a person.
And, you know, I'm a human. And thank you, Stanley. I respect that. Thank you, sweetheart. I mean, I called you sweetheart. See, Stanley? You're making me call you sweetheart.
It's Huckleberry.
My Huckleberry, my brother. I know Melissa, I've known Laverne, I've known Ellen, I've known so many people and women. I know the kind of person, I got an idea the kind of person Melissa is, and she's a dedicated, loyal, loving, hardworking wife.
No, I'm a piece of shit.
No, you're not a piece of shit. You're not.
Yes, I love you so much right now.
She is a loyal, hardworking. Why are you saying that?
You find a person that won't admit that they're a piece of shit, and that is actually a piece of shit.
But I go with the same thing with Laverne. I can go to the same thing with Stanley. A lot of us been through a lot. I've been on the air for such a long time, and we've been through a lot together, emotionally and everything. We stuck together. I don't know them. But the idea of just meeting you guys and getting to know a little bit part of you each day, I get to put the puzzle together, and you're great people. You're great people. But it takes work. I do believe in marriage.
Yeah,
I do believe in marriage. And going into marriage thinking that, oh, we're going to live happily ever after, you can, but it takes work. It takes, you've got to be able to do the work to build a foundation of a happy marriage. You got to do the work. You got to put the work in. And work could mean compromise.
That's exactly what I was saying.
You know, work could be compromise. Work, whatever work is in that relationship, do the work. Yes, 50% of it failed, but that isn't. You could be the 50% that doesn't. Get those numbers up.
50% fails in a broken society full of egotistical maniacs. Yeah.
Could be. Could be. There's a lot of things, and I agree with Stanley. There's a lot of pretty objects out there. There's a lot of things take our attention. There's a lot of things, but you got to put in. I still believe in love, and love is strong. And it can.
Divorce and love are the same. That's confusing.
I think divorce is weak. If you really want to know me personally, I think people get divorced.
You are
weak.
Right. Divorce is for weaklings.
They don't. They get married for the wrong reasons. A lot of them get
put
married for the wrong reasons.
Put that on a freaking billboard.
But,
I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't know,
I didn't know you guys. Go ahead, Pat. Go ahead.
Well, when I got married the first time, I think it was for the wrong reason. I thought I was in love and I was being stupid. But the second time I got married, I made a point of finding a guy that was a certain type of a guy that had a good job that, you know, was pretty stable and everything else. And I find out later he's a head case. You know, so.
Right.
Was he, in a bowling league?
Was he what?
In a bowling league.
Oh,
he was very.
I'm just messing with you.
No, he was. He was Roman Catholic, and the family really messed with his head. So, and then his ex-wife did him in. So, yeah, we were both second marriages, right? So this last time, I didn't get married. It worked out quite a bit better. It's been 23 years, you know. I sometimes think getting married causes more problems than it solves.
Yeah.
You know.
I agree. But, Pat, once you make that decision, am I correct about... Once you make that decision to get married, am I correct that it takes a lot of work? You got to put the work in that marriage and make it a happy marriage, both people.
That's the point. That's the point of marriage, is taking on an entire responsibility for the rest of your life.
Yes, I agree. You can make it
and
work,
you don't
but
give
get
up.
Married for the right reasons. Get married for love. Get married because you care.
Sure.
Don't get married because he has money or he's old and he's going to die soon and he's going to leave you the will. Don't get married because you want to have children and he has children and you always wanted to be a mother. Don't get married because you will go viral.
Why are you throwing so many asterisks right now? It doesn't make any sense.
I know.
No, I'm not worried about... I know, but you understand that I said if you get married, it's going to be a challenge for both people.
I didn't say that. It's just that put in the work. I didn't say it's going to be a challenge. And you might not have to put in that much work.
No. This is what you did immediately after. You handed a Colt Smith at it. You're like, he's old and he's going to die soon.
What? Yes. Where's that will, baby? He was what? Or Hugh Hefner. Married those two young girls, the twins. Twins? He married
the old guys.
Oh, my God.
I don't know anything about that. I'm not an old, creepy guy. I've never been involved in a situation like that. And if I did, I'd probably just donate all my money and live in a trailer. Because hell with that. Anyway. No, seriously, it's really affordable. You can buy like one for $50,000. I'm not worried about living in a trailer. I got my house, whatever.
I'm losing you, Josh. It sounds like you're in the tunnel. Is Josh there?
I'm in the kitchen.
Okay.
situation.
If you get married for the right reasons. Josh, are you there?
Yeah,
okay, Josh,
I'm here.
Must be tough. If you get married for the right reasons, you have a good chance of making
okay.
it. That's it.
Oh,
that's it, right?
It.
And I root for you. Stanley, I admire you for holding out for the right woman. Yeah, I mean, you're a good guy. You're a good-looking guy. You're a businessman. You're young. You could be banging every person that you see, especially in Comic-Con. You would have, you get great sex and oral. You get great oral in Comic-Con. But you're waiting.
Is he talking about me or someone else?
No, I'm talking about Stanley.
Talking about Stanley?
I'm saying
okay.
the guy has
charisma, the
he has morals, he's a good-looking guy, he's a businessman. He could have any woman he wants. Stanley likes, and I'm saying he's waiting for the right one. That takes restraint. There you go. He
right.
respects
I
women
also
and
don't
he
think
them.
We should, we shouldn't give people big heads like that, because that's ridiculous.
Well, it's who he is. It's who he
no,
is.
I'm saying you shouldn't tell somebody that they can have anybody they want, because that's ridiculous.
He could. Why? I think I think any single person could have anybody they want. I really believe that.
That. And you said me thinking that marriage is the final.
Yeah, if the person wants.
I mean, the other person's a human being. So if you want this human being, all you have to do is know how to approach a person. If I don't understand
no,
why they can't have anybody they
I
want.
I know you shouldn't. You shouldn't condemn other people for marriage ideas as fairy tales and then say stuff like that, because that is
well,
actually
is
a fairy,
fairy
tale.
Marriage is a fairy tale.
No, it's not.
It's a fairy tale that we
Many,
tell each other.
Millions of people get married all the time.
Exactly. Exactly.
People don't find the most attractive
it's
woman
the
that will possibly
it's
pay attention
story
to them.
With waiting for the prince to come. Well, the prince isn't
What does
coming.
It have to do with being attractive?
You got
Shrek. Most of the time.
Yeah, I have no idea what he's talking about.
I'm saying to you that marriage is a fairy tale, but people join together
no,
and make
it's
it
No, it's not.
Work.
People get married hundreds of millions of times all over the planet over decades.
And?
That happens all the time.
And?
A
it's
good
a ritual.
Man.
It's a
okay,
ritual.
No, don't. Don't do that. Okay, so here's the
ritual.
Other thing that's confusing me. No, here's the thing that's confusing me on your end. A
oh,
good
yeah.
man with good morals, you
yeah.
say you can have any woman he wants.
Any woman he wants. Any woman he wants.
That is insane to me.
Why is that
true,
insane?
That's not true, and you know it's not
Why
true.
Why is that insane?
Because it's not true.
Are you saying some women are out of your class that you don't even approach them?
Absolutely.
Are you saying that you can't have them because of
yes.
what?
Because.
Really?
No.
Wow. Okay.
You really think
All
that.
Right.
No, it's not an ego trip there. It's not even a diminishing thing. No, that's ridiculous.
I
hope the
ridiculous.
Guy finds a good girl. I'm also
yeah.
not going to tap his butt and tell him he can have a fucking supermodel. That's ridiculous.
Why not?
That's not how we treat.
He could.
That's not how we
They're
treat.
They're human
that's not
beings,
how we treat
Josh.
Each other.
That's just their job.
If you want to, if
They're
you want to be
beings.
A good person, you don't lie.
No, Josh. A regular guy could have a supermodel on his arm. It's
yes,
just their job.
If that man were if that man were worth billions of dollars, I'm pretty sure he would
no,
be able
no,
to
I,
snap
supermodels
his fingers.
Get old too. They get out of, they retire.
Yeah, everybody
trust
gets
me.
Old. I'm aware
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, you get an
Tom
older
Brady
supermodel
just
who's
divorced
retired.
His wife and started dating a Russian model. I'm aware of that.
Why not? You nobody's telling you to divorce.
Because he's
saying.
Not Tom Brady.
If you're seeing, oh my God, you got this hero worship going on with you.
It's not a hero worship. I'm saying,
you
I'm
do.
Saying, don't. Who?
The average man could be with a supermodel. Yes, yes, they can.
No. If
yes.
he has a lot of money, sure.
Stanley, help me out here. Pat.
I'm not being mean about that.
It,
I'm not being mean about that.
An average man could come into your heart if he's a good
that's
man.
That's not
and he have
how
to be a,
it works.
That's
no,
how it works.
I would say that the alpha man can get a supermodel, but a beta man, it will be very hard. You know?
There you go.
Alpha.
I don't even know what that means.
A strong man, a man who has
internet people don't I don't know what that means. I'm not an internet person. What does that mean?
Okay. Alpha man means a rock of the relationship, a person who's the captain of the relationship, a person who knows the direction of it, a person who's financially good and everything, who knows where he's going, who's able to basically lead the woman to something, not to be like, oh, basically who takes decision, who knows who takes charge and everything. Who's not a beta, I say, not asking the woman every time.
You understand that at some point you're going to have to follow some kind of religion to believe that, right?
No, I don't know about the religion
part.
He's talking about a man with confidence.
We have Hindus. We have Hindus and Shintos out there.
Well,
I know, but I have a problem with the whole...
Good man.
The religion part. Yeah, the religion part will be another discussion. That's a total different thing. Total different thing. We open that door.
I'm just saying, have a little bit of a sense of humor.
I would
maybe we'll have the date. I wouldn't mind having the debate with that with religion with you. Maybe you could answer the question. But that's a total different show we have to do.
No, I'll just say have a little bit of a sense of humor about that because you sound like a religious person right now.
No, I just believe in some stuff. I just believe that men are men and women are women. I don't believe in the transgender thing. I'm really mad with that shit. Really mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're denying the social stigma of modernity for the normalcy that was thousands of years old. Yeah, okay, that's fair.
No, I want the normalcy of what we had, that men were men and women were women. I do not agree with the transgender thing that we're forcing society to tell us.
Sure.
I'm with
you. I'm
with
this
John
brand
now
new
and
thing
Stanley.
That just
I don't believe there is such a thing as a transgender myself. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, but Brian,
this brand new thing that just happened is not real.
But,
I'm aware.
I know, but this
what?
Look at this. They're destroying the United States with that thing. Look at this. This now we have to have laws that protect kids so they don't get fucking transformed to become women or men or whatever shit they didn't want. And if you don't do that, you're a transphobic now. You're a transphobic, Brian.
I'm okay with
that
being
shit.
Transphobic.
I understand that. Can you repeat your name? I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Sir Josh.
Josh, I'm okay, Josh, I know you're okay, and everybody should be okay. But the problem, Josh, is we should have never opened that door. We should have told those people from the day, you are crazy. We will never accept the transgender thing, period.
I didn't open that door. I've been calling them crazy this entire time, I promise.
I know. I have been doing the same thing to you. But go to the rest of the people that I meet, a lot of people are backing out, like, oh, man, Kelly, I don't know. I don't know about the transgender. I can't call them. They're going to call me names. Josh, a lot of people are not as strong as you and me. Brian is strong. Me is strong. Beautiful is strong. But there's a lot of people in America who are not strong with that transgender thing, Brian. If they were strong, Josh, I think the Republicans, they want 140 laws so that kids don't get transformed. And now they're being called transgender and all that shit?
You should hope for kindness, but be prepared for a fight. Yeah, I'm aware. I'm aware of that.
Yeah, there's a big
it's
fight coming
biblical.
Up for that
I don't know
shit.
If you knew that. Anybody that would corrupt a child should have a millstone hung around their neck and be thrown into the sea. I'm just saying.
That's
the Bible.
It's not corrupting a child. Being a transgender is not corrupting a child.
Raping a kid
it's beyond
is corrupting a child. Yeah. Manipulating
them. I don't know about that. I just don't.
Brian, staring them.
I,
yeah, but Brian,
here's what
it's
here's
beyond
what
that.
Against,
it's,
okay?
Go ahead.
It's a touchy thing. I mean,
it's not really
I'm not opposed
thing
to gays.
If you
I'm
are
not opposed to homosexuals. I'm not opposed
Brian.
To, but I am opposed to
you mess with
kids,
I will break
under
your neck.
18, the transgender lifestyle, to me. Well,
I don't
okay,
care
I
about
concede.
Anybody's
but
imaginary nonsense. If you touch kids,
maybe
I will
I do,
hurt you.
As I'm talking about it, maybe I concede, too, it could be corruption. I concede on it, yeah.
It's not. No, it's not that complicated. If you touch kids, I touch you. Choose wisely.
Well, I'm not going to equate being a transgender as child molestation.
I'm not talking
I'm not
about transgenderism.
Far.
I'm saying that
no,
people
it's
that
not child molestation.
Deserve.
What are you doing? You're taking it a little bit too far, buddy.
I think he's
I'm not
went on to a different subject.
I think
that's what he did.
I'm saying that everybody can live their life. That's fine. I'm saying that the moment that that crosses that Rubicon where you mess with kids, then something should happen to you. I'm not talking about people that are of age,
does
older,
that include
and whatnot.
Priests? And does that include priests in a Catholic
absolutely.
Religion?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Just want to know if we're on
they
the same page
it,
here.
They should get it worse than anybody.
Yeah,
well,
I agree.
We're on the same page. I want to thank the free catch.
Yeah, before you leave, Brian, Josh or Brian and Beautiful, did anybody see the movie Sound of Freedom?
Yes, sir, I
no,
did.
I haven't seen it,
but I wanted to.
Sound of
Which
Freedom.
One,
Beautiful.
Sound,
the sound
of Freedom?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to go, you gotta go see it, Beautiful. Yeah.
It's a movie about Tim Ballard. He used to be a border agent, and he ended up quitting so that he could go save kids in Colombia who were being sex trafficked, and he ended up saving kids all over the world when he formed the group Operation Underground Railroad. Yeah, no, that guy is an actual hero. Yeah, donate money if you have the ability to do so, and also go watch that movie.
It's a very good movie. Hey, Brian, you need to see that movie, Sound of Freedom. You need to see it. It's very
the
good.
Sound of Freedom. I will see it, buddy. I'll put it on my list.
Yeah, I was very mad when I came out of the movie. Very, very mad.
What was your review,
like
you
said,
since you saw it? What was your review?
Very hard to take. It very makes you realize that there are evil people in this world. If you touch a kid and you do this, you deserve the worst punishment. You deserve to die, period.
Right.
You don't even deserve. You deserve, okay, you go to court, innocent until proven guilty. But you did this to a kid? I'm sorry. You better be proven that you're innocent, or else you deserve to die. I think all those people that did those things from you destroy a kid. You destroy the kid by doing that.
Now, how
you know what
but
happens to guys that do that in jail,
guy is my
right?
friend now.
Oh yeah, Pat.
I know what happens.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Pat.
They don't live very long in prison.
They don't live very long in prison.
And you don't see no cry from anybody that they get killed. They deserve it. If you did that to kids, you deserve to die.
Danny, how explicit is it? I mean,
one minute it's explicit, and another minute it's really explicit.
Is it really true documentary, or is it PG?
No, no, it
if you had to give
you,
it a letter, is
can
it
can
PG
can I,
or
can I say,
R?
It's PG. It's PG-13.
Okay.
Yeah, it's PG-13.
Okay.
It doesn't go to the act, but it shows you where it could go. It doesn't go to the ag. It doesn't have a scene of doing that. Or else I would have been really mad. I'm like, what? No.
Oh,
no.
God,
it doesn't show that. It's not like one movie that showed some stuff that I was really mad that I came out of the movie and said, never again. I told the person, give me my money back. One of those, what movie is that? That one of those guys that did some,
I heard that's a good move. You just have to warn the audience about how far does it go. Because I really don't want to go to a movie and actually see somebody.
It doesn't show any scenes of actual abuse or trauma.
Good. Okay.
It shows depictions leading up to and after where people could easily interpret that to be terrible. Yeah, it doesn't show any actual abuse.
But that's not my kind of movie.
Good.
I mean, I go to movies to enjoy or to escape. It sounds like it's a good movie, it's a formative movie, but it doesn't sound like a great Saturday matinee movie for me. But, I might watch that on HBO.
The point of the movie is to introduce a topic that's uncomfortable for the entire Western world.
Yeah. I mean, I might watch it on HBO when it comes to Prime or Netflix, but I don't know if I'll spend
$15. Why do you think? No, they had Fox make it, and then Disney bought Fox. And then Disney didn't want to put it out, so Angel Studios had to buy it to put it out. And they put it out. Their budget was, like, what, $14.5 million? And they've made just north of $150 million on it.
Mm-hmm.
The studios are not buying it, so there's a good chance that it will never come out on HBO or Netflix or whatever.
That's a shame.
Yes, it's very sad that people in Hollywood really, really don't want people to understand the horrors.
But Brian, to see it and everything, you can even go to the website I told you. You know what website I'm telling you.
All right. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. All right, Stanley.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there any other movies, Danny? Any good movies you've seen lately that maybe a little... You see Oppenheimer or Barbie?
Yeah, I saw Oppenheimer. Very good movie also. That made me think...
Out of
five
stars, how many you give it?
I gave it a 4.5. 4.5
really?
Out of 5. It's a very good movie.
Wow.
I was like, wow.
Oh.
I pray every day that... I don't even want to bother. Barbie, I'm not going to see. Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Open my mind. It makes me think of everything. I praise every day that Hitler didn't get the nuclear bomb. Every day.
Yeah,
when you
right,
see that movie,
right,
like, thank God. Thank God he hated Jews. Well, you never know. America could have been German. You could have been talking German, Brian.
I know. That's what I hear.
So,
wow. Well, there you go. Your movie review. There's your movie review. I saw Mission Impossible, the last one. Did anybody see it?
Any good?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
Well,
Did you like it, Brian?
Well, here's my review. You had to really like Tom Cruise to sit through this movie. You mean you really have to like Tom Cruise.
And
I don't
like that guy.
The story is weak. The story is very weak. If I had to describe it, it's nothing but stunts. That's what this whole movie was about. If you're looking for silly racing cars and jumping off of a train and doing wild stunts, the story is very weak. It's very weak. Then go see Mission Impossible. Out of 5 stars, I give it a 2. Okay, your review, Sammy.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's what I give it.
Okay, it is action. If you want pure action, out of a 5-star, if you're a pure action person, I give it a 4 because it's pure action. But the story is a little bit like, yeah, it's not something amazing that's going to make you sing. Basically, it's a movie that you go in and like, you know Tom Cruise is not going to die. Basically, you could put Tom Cruise in everything. You could put him in a furnace. You could put him jumping 200 buildings. You could put him in everything. He's never going to die. He's James Bond who never died.
That little guy is going to live forever.
Yeah. So, 8-10 Hunt, you cannot kill him. He died so many times. He should have died, and he did it.
I'm sorry.
You're jumping out of a building.
Women will not like this movie. Women will not like this movie.
No.
This script is
weird.
You're telling me the love story between him and that other girl is very weak. Huh?
I said you're telling me if I watch Mission Impossible, I'm not going to go clear.
You might. You might come out cruising.
It's an action movie. I'm sorry, jumping from the motorcycle out of a mountain when there's no road, no nothing, and you're still alive.
I know.
Come on, man.
I thought jumping on a motorcycle in a ridiculous way is how you make it to level 3 clear. I never understood the cult of Scientology.
How the fuck? You're jumping out of a mountain, there's no road with a motorcycle, and you're still alive?
Yeah.
In Scientology, all things are possible because everything is made up.
Oh, I forgot. It's the same Ethan Hunt that went to a plane that was basically that was about to go away and he still survived
exactly.
That shit when he was supposed to.
You would have to buy into it. Like I said, I think women like movies for the story. This has no story whatsoever. It has nothing.
You mean a Scientologist leader does a bunch of ridiculous nonsense happens the entire time?
Yeah,
no
but the Scientologist leader made over $100 billion on that movie internationally. He made some money
That's
on that
adorable.
Movie.
That's
yes,
adorable.
It is. It is. And you got to give it to Tom. He held that movie up. I'm just saying, most Mission Impossible movies didn't have a script, I don't believe, but this one had none whatsoever. But,
right.
you can only do it so many times. You know. Stanley, do you recommend Fast and Furious, the last one? That doesn't look good to me. Why does that doesn't look good to me?
Hey, it's okay. The story, I'm telling you, the action, yes. For if you're action both, you'll like it. But the story, you're
you
like,
seen
oh,
it?
Boy.
You seen it?
Mission, the Mission Impossible?
No, no, the last Fast and Furious.
Oh, I didn't see it. It looks
yeah,
too
I didn't,
I didn't see it.
I
yet.
don't know, man.
I'm going to maybe
I
see it at home. I'll see it maybe
yeah.
this, but come on. That's another one. What's his name? Still alive. It's all about family.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you mean it's all about family? Your brother tried to kill you. You turned bad. The Rock tried to kill you and capture you. You lost. The Chinese person came back. The Chinese person in the
Time
movie
out.
That was dead because he's back.
Time out. Did you do a punch of
he did not.
And rub some oil on your chest before you said that?
Jesus,
so
come
you're
on,
saying
man.
That he didn't die, so you're saying that when what's his name came back looking for his brother or revenging his brother, it was all for nothing and they're going after him because he killed his friend
hey.
The Chinese guy? You mean that's all for
yeah,
nothing because
no,
the guy died?
It's all for, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. It's all for nothing. The guy came back to try to get a revenge because his brother got, not killed, but he got hurt in one of the movies. And what's his name? The big guy that basically did that. And he killed the Chinese guy. But then we find out that the Chinese guy is not really dead. So I'm like, what? And then the guy that was supposed to be dead faces the guy that tried to kill him. And I'm like, come on, man. Come on.
I don't think there was enough oil on men's chest in that movie.
I agree, Josh. Josh, I agree. But it'll probably make millions. It'll make millions. And Barbie will outdo all. Isn't it weird? Yeah, I know. But what do you guys think of this? Because I was going to end the show. Taylor Swift's tickets. Average ticket is $3,000. Taylor Swift. $3,000.
I'd rather put a down payment
three
on
grand?
A vehicle. I'd rather put a down payment on a vehicle.
Right.
Me too.
They're selling it on what's that site? For $15,000 a ticket.
StubHub.
No, yeah. $15,000 a ticket for Taylor Swift.
I'm just trying to think of other things you could do with 3,000 grand. You could buy some kind of tractor equipment and turn like your weekend into a business where you could end up making
exactly.
like 20 grand a year.
And Josh, that's just one ticket. You're going to go with somebody. You're going to go with a friend. So that's $6,000 right there.
No, I don't have friends. Nope. Okay,
yeah.
So $6,000. I could actually buy a pretty decent postal digger, and I could actually go around before fencing units, and I could probably make about 50 grand a year just digging post holes. But what do I know? I don't even know what machines do and stuff.
Well, you know, if you're
that,
a teenager.
That's weekend work, by the way, folks.
But if you're a teenager, let's say you're 16 years old, 17 years old, you're a guy. You're guaranteed to get some pussy if you give her a ticket to Taylor Swift. That's guaranteed pussy right there. Guy's getting laid. Guarantee.
All you have to do is subsidize your college fund. Sure.
Exactly. Your whole career, right? Your whole career, your car, everything.
The fact
when I was 17 years old, it was given
and that you fucking walked right into that, and that was a normal segue. Oh, that's so horrible.
Well, it's true. If I was 17 years old, all I had to do my thing was I can't remember. Chaka Khan concert. Prince. We got a Prince ticket. Oh my God, my 17-year-old girlfriend will be on me like you would not believe.
When I was 17 years old.
Yeah.
Who's losing their stuff on their lines?
There's something going on.
There is something going on. Well, I'm going to cut the show. 3 hours goes by so fast. How fast does it go? It goes fast. I want to thank Josh for coming in. It's always a pleasure hearing Josh coming in. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
God bless you, and you are the worst.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian. Have a good weekend. See you Monday.
Thank you, Stanley. Love you, my brother.
Thank you, beautiful. Thank you, beautiful. Thank you, everybody. Everybody have a good weekend. See you Monday.
You too.
See you Monday. Thank you, Pat, for coming in.
Thank you, Pat, for coming in.
I appreciate it for hanging in there.
Thank you.
I am exhausted. exhausted.
This man did not burn a single calorie today.
I know, right? I got fatter. Damn you!
Sitting in a chair upright.
Josh, be careful. Have a good weekend, my friend. Have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye, Melissa. Bye, Pat. And you guys take care. Bye. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.